playing of that national anthem was done by the fiddle from Sawyer Leatherwood, that has been a tradition here at Pisgah High School. And Rhonda is my broadcast partner on baseball. David Crumpton always says that never gets old before a baseball game.
No, the national anthem is something that everybody, you know, it makes me patriotic, and it should everybody, because this country, and a lot of people have died for this country, a lot of people have gave all for this country, and so we need to thank those veterans. If you see a veteran on the side of the road, you go shake that guy's hand, because he's giving you the opportunity to do what you're doing, to play softball, to go shopping, and he gave you that freedom. These veterans have really served our country well, and we need to thank them for that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're at third base, and they break the huddle, and on to the field, the defending state Class 2A champions, the Pisgah Black Bears. And so Logan Matthews will go inside the circle to start this season, and her battery mate for many, many years has been and is right now junior catcher Mahala Irvin. And if looking at the lineup right now, you have Sydney Paris over at first base. Second base is Sheridan Presley. Shortstop is Micah James. Third baseman is Brittany Troll. Left fielder is Taylor Gallion. Center fielder, Bianca Burnett. And right fielder, Hannah Hudson. And that's your defensive order for the Pisgah Black Bears. Matthews will be facing the top of the order here in the top of the first inning. It'll be Morgan Helton, Tori Golden, and Alex Lovingood scheduled up to face Logan Matthews.
Logan's doing her warm-up now, and I'm kind of interested to see if the jitters or whatever she has, she takes off pretty early, because it's been a while since they've played, and they've done nothing but practice. Like Coach says, they've been practicing hard for 2 hours a day, because they want everybody, and they have been. They want everybody to know this is not a fluke. They've been practicing really hard, these kids are, and they're focused more than any bunch I've ever seen come out of this.
Well, Matthews completes her warm-up tosses. Irvin out from inside the circle, comes back to the plate. We're ready to play ball here, and first batter for Hiawatha Dam is Morgan Helton.
Mahala's like a little hockey goalie. She's got to get her dirt right in the back. She's scruffing it up like a hockey goalie, doesn't it?
Beautiful day here. Not a cloud in the sky, as I said before. The wind is starting to cut down, and we're ready for some great softball. Matthews gets her sign. Here's the first pitch of the 2012 season. There's a strike at the knee.
Looks like it might have been a little drop ball. It dropped there at the end of the plate.
Morgan ready. Matthews. Ball one. Just inside.
She has really worked hard on her pitches this summer. She has a six-pitch arsenal.
Next pitch is low and in tight. Two balls, one strike to Golden, the leadoff hitter for the Eagles.
Looks like she's trying to be a little patient in the plate to see what Logan's got first.
Matthew swung on and grounded over to Presley at second, flips over to Paris, and that retires the first batter. And that's going to bring up Tori Golden, the second baseman for Hiawatha Dam.
Great snag by Sheridan Presley out there. The ball took a funny bounce, right? It got to her.
One of the leading hitters on the JV team last year as a freshman, and now Matthews' first pitch popped up shallow right field.
Sheridan's going back. No, nobody calls for it.
Ball drops in. So that's going to be a single.
Now batting number seven, Alex Lovegood.
That's one thing I noticed in practice this week. I came to, the coaches were talking that they need to call it when it's in the air so they know that who's got it. No communication.
Matthew calls time. Wants a different softball. So she just hit it where they ain't. The right fielder was coming in, and it fell in between in that triangle out there. And next, this is the left-handed hitter, Lovingood, Alex Lovingood, the third baseman. First pitch was a fastball right over the heart of the plate for a strike.
That was a beautiful pitch by Logan, just right down the gut.
Matthews working fast. Next pitch is a ball, evens the count at 1-1. Outfield playing straight away and sort of shallow. Matthews' next pitch, called strike at the knees. So she gets ahead now, one ball, two strikes on Lovingood. Golden's on first. She blooped a single into right field. Swung on and popped up
strike
behind the plate. And it looks like Mihail Irvin drops that one right before the front defense, and so that's going to be the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter and the pitcher, Courtney Sanders, for Hiawassee.
She was out of her stance and on that ball before. She is quick as a cat.
Mihaela Irvin, the catcher, has committed to Gardner Webb. Change up. Swung on and missed by Sanders.
And Mihaela just shot that thing down the first base like a bullet, trying to catch that runner sleeping.
Logan working fast right now.
She loves to work fast. She don't like to stand there.
Ball in the dirt and picked up by Irvin. Nice block by the catcher, preventing Golden from going down to second. One ball, one strike pitch. Called strike right at the knees. Logan Matthews working inside and out and up and down the ladder.
She's had a little more muscle to her pitches this year, a little more.
Swung on and missed. She struck her out, so that's going to retire the Eagles in the top of the first inning. They get no runs on one hit, leave one man on left on base, and after a half inning, it's Hiawassee Dam 0 with the Pisgah Black Bears coming to bat.
The Pisgah Black Bear Girl Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence. And folks, you need to go down there and visit those people at Ken Wilson Ford. They really help out Pisgah Athletics a lot.
And, you know, I saw David, the athletic director, David Presley, driving around a new Ford. Did he buy that from Ken Wilson?
He got Sheridan one. You know, she's getting that age now to drive, and I guess Mom and Dave get tired of picking her up after softball practice.
Well, if it's good enough for Coach Presley to do business with Ken Wilson Ford, it's good enough for everybody.
That's exactly right, folks. Go down there and meet him. You know, Randy used to work there, and he loved Ken Wilson. He thought the world of him. So just go down there and visit them guys at Ken Wilson Ford. Also, B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. Now, they remodeled the press box for us, Brad Allen did, and he done a heck of a job. So, folks, y'all need anything done around your house, any kind of construction or anything, you call Brad Allen. He's a big sponsor of Pisgah, too.
Very reputable business, a very big supporter of Pisgah High School sports.
Yes.
And you always hear about quality work out of B. Allen Construction.
Yeah, and he's got a daughter that's going to be up here next year playing at Brooklyn Allen. It is some kind of athlete. I can't wait for her to come to Pisgah. I'm telling you right now. And Chuck, by the way, don't that beautiful sign out there beside the scoreboard look pretty? That Pisgah's home of the 2011 Girls 2A Softball State Championship. Ain't that beautiful?
It would look even beautiful if it had another one that said 2012.
Right, back to back.
Back to back. All right. Sanders has completed her warm-up tosses for Hiawassee Dam, and she's scheduled to face Burnett, Hudson, and Irvin here in the bottom of the first inning as the wind starts to pick up a tad.
There's the gazelle from the state championship team that can run like a wind.
Here's Bianca Burnett. First pitch from Sanders. Ball outside. Everybody remembers at
341. She came across that plate.
Ground her over to the third baseman.
They better be
throw over to first in time to retire Burnett for the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. Hudson playing right field for Pisgah. Oh, and they got the walk-up music going on.
What's
that going on now?
The girls get to pick each one of their music for the walk-up. When you hear Mihaela Irvin, it's just like her. Drums are blaring and beating as fast as they can, and that's the way the kid plays.
First base, or the first pitch by Sanders is a ball high. Hannah Hudson, a defensive gem.
And she makes some outstanding catch against Owen.
Swung on and fouled back. Evens the count at 1-1. We're here in the bottom of the first inning. No score in this game. Sanders inside the circle for Hiawassee Dam. Delivers, swung on and grounded over to the third baseman again. Over to first to retire Hudson. And so back-to-back groundouts to the third baseman. And that's going to bring up the first part of the M&M girls, Mihaela Irvin. Last season, 554 batting average, 12 home runs and a school record,
41 RBIs.
41. And if anybody don't know, any of the old school people remember the M&M guys, that was Mantle and Maris for the Yankees.
First pitch is high to Irvin.
That's where we got the M&M girls from. And they batted 3-4 in the lineup for the Yankees, and ours batted 3-4 in our lineup.
Next pitch by Sanders. Swung on and looked at the left field. That's going to be over the head and off the fence. So Irvin, a tremendous start to the season in her first at-bat, hits a stand-up double. Boy, she took a fastball and just belted it off the wall.
I was hoping the wind wouldn't push it back because I thought it had enough distance to go out, but it just barely missed it. Now you got the other dynamic duo coming up here with Micah James.
Micah James, batting cleanup, last year had a 455 batting average, 12 home runs and 40 RBIs. First pitch to her is to change up in the dirt for a ball.
Her and Irvin battled all year to see who was going to have the most RBIs. It was tied back and forth, and there's never more than one.
Next pitch by Sanders. Swung on and lying to center field. This is going to be a play at the plate as Irvin's coming around third. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time, and Piska jumps up 1-0 on an RBI single by Micah James.
Actually, they have replaced Irvin with a pitch runner with Michaela Tipton.
Michaela Tipton scores the first run of 2012.
Folks, that ball was belted by the pitcher. It was a liner. It had some heat on it.
That's going to bring up the pitcher, Logan Matthews. First pitch to Logan Matthews is a changeup inside. One ball. James on first after that RBI single. Next pitch by Sanders, swung on and fouled back against the screen, even the count at 1-1.
Now, Logan hit one in preseason, 300, it had to have been 300 feet. They said it was a boomer home run.
Oh, glory, out in left center, blowing in. Swung on and hit it high, over the fence.
No.
Could it be? Off the wall! Logan Matthews is going to drive in Micah James for the second run, and that was almost the identical spot.
Almost, and it hit the red on the top of the fence, right below it. I mean, if it had been a lower fence, it would have been gone.
So that's an RBI double for Logan Matthews to help her cause, and Piska jumps up to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning, and that's going to bring up third baseman Brittany Troll.
And we got a pinch runner for Logan, but I'm trying to see who it is.
First pitch to Troll is a ball just inside.
The pitch runner for Pisgah is number 11, which is...
grounder to left field. That's going to be in as the runner racing in. I'm looking for the right.
Casey Brown
scores. And down to second base on the throw to the plate is Brittany Troll. So she gets an RBI single to make the score 3-0. And she moves on down to second base on the throw to the plate.
Now, Brittany's a good hitter. She is an excellent hitter. She was a leading hitter on GBT 2 years ago. So she is a very good hitter. So that's something we didn't have last year. When you got down past the M&M girls, we lacked that hit, that power down in the lower level of the batting order. This year, you've got a lot more power. You've got Sheridan Presley, like you said, leading the JVs last year in the batting average. So there's a lot more power on our lower end of our lineup now.
Now, up to the plate is the left fielder, the talented junior, Taylor Gallion. Sanders delivers first pitch, and that swung on and fouled out of play.
Taylor Gallion's also quick. She is a quick runner, so she gets something on the ground, and it's like a bunt or something like that. She just about can run it out.
Four straight hits, all with two outs. Has posted a 3-0 lead so far for Piska. The next pitch of Taylor Gallion swung on and lifted to right field. That's deep, but the right fielder camps up underneath it, hauls it in to retire Gallion and the Black Bears here in the bottom of the first, but they get three runs to take a 3-0 lead. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL, Piska, home of Piska-based football.
The Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Hi, I'm retired Air Force Brigadier General Wilma Voth, President, Women's Memorial Foundation, and one of the 7,500 women veterans who served in Vietnam. March 31st, Vietnam veterans will receive a well-deserved homecoming. Join me, the USO of North Carolina, and the broadcasters of North Carolina for a free celebration, including live music and military salutes at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Help us salute all Vietnam veterans and their families at the biggest homecoming in North Carolina's history.
Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com/welcome home.
This announcement was furnished by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back. We're here in the top of the second inning. Pisgah, with three runs in the bottom of the first, lead 3-0. Scheduled up to face Logan Matthews will be catcher Sarah Hughes. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Great start for the Black Bears. We'll be home here Monday, and this will be on WPTL against the East Henderson Eagles, as their second pitch is a curveball that misses for ball two. That'll be a rare doubleheader, both games varsity playing, starting at four.
East Henderson must be having some work done on their field, because they're going to play both their games, their conference games, here Monday, which is unusual, but that's all right with us. I mean, we'll
play them here. Broadcast by WPTL. That last pitch was fouled out of play, so the count is 2-1. Matthews, she gets her sign from her buddy, Irvin, swung on and missed for strike two, evens the count at 2-2. Matthews looked like that was a riser.
It was, and she's really good in some movement on the ball. That's what we want this time of the year.
Matthews, little change or a little wrinkle, got into the dirt. Makes the count full at 3-2.
Changing that eye level so they don't get fixed on one pitch. She's good at that.
She's ready to go. Here's her windup. And the pitch. Fouled out of play. Chelsea Lovinggood is on deck, the first baseman. And folks, the Saturday, May 19th, is going to be Pisgah's drawdown, so it's time to get your drawdown tickets.
And if you ain't got one and you need one, you come to the ball games at Pisgah. There's somebody here's got one, I guarantee it.
She loses her on the next pitch, so she walks. Hughes to lead off here in the top of the second inning, and that's going to bring up Chelsea Lovinggood, the first baseman. Wind blowing, a stiff wind blowing in, 62 degrees at the first pitch of the game.
Beautiful weather for softball or baseball, whatever you like.
Attempted bunt, failed. She misses that, so that's a strike. The Eagles from Hiawassee Dam looking to play a little small ball.
They're trying to chip into that 3-0 lead.
Oh, blew a fastball right over the heart of the plate. And that suddenly, Lovinggood is in the hole 0-2 to Logan Matthews. Here's her 0-2 offering. Swung on and missed and struck her out. Blew a fastball by her again.
She figured she couldn't hit that first, so she's going to get another one right down the middle.
That's her second strikeout of the game. And that's the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up right fielder Tara Raper. Swung on and missed. Another fastball. Looks like Logan's starting to get into a rhythm right here.
Yeah, it's been a long off season for her. She's really had a lot of adversity to go through, and I think this is what she's been waiting for.
Next pitch is just outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1.
Mahala's politicking on that pitch to see where it was.
As all good catchers should. Next pitch is just low. So that's 2-1.
She always tries to find out where that ump likes that strike zone at.
Matthews working quickly. Swung on and missed, and that took a little speed off the fastball. How many pitches does she have?
I don't. She has six. She has a screwball.
How do you call them?
Well, Mahala calls them. She does all the calling. Our coaches do not call any of the pitches.
2-2 pitch is a ball low. Makes the count full at 3-2.
At the first round, Mahala just more or less looks where the batter sets up in a box and what she misses that first time around.
Swung on and fouled back. So Raper hanging in there with a runner on first and one out here in the top of the second inning. Piska leads 3-0.
And she pretty well knows what her buddy.
She loses her, and that's another walk here.
She showed a little disgust on her face on that one. Shelby Crisp. She knew she had her, and then she lost her.
This can bring up the center fielder, Shelby Crisp. We have another Crisp on deck, Kayla Crisp, the number 9 hitter for the Eagles of Hiawassee Dam. Eagles at first and second, one out here in the top of the second. Swung on and popped up, but that's going to be out of play down the right field line.
Mahala has a tendency that if she sees that Logan's struggling, she'll go out and tell her a joke. That's what she tells me. She says, go ahead and lighten it up and tell her a joke, because she gets so intense in pitching.
You can see the intensity on her face right now. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and she blew a fastball by her.
It looked like it was a little to the outside, so she was trying to get her to ground one.
And she's ahead of Crisp, Shelby Crisp, 0-2. Here's her 0-2 pitch. Change up over the head of the left fielder, down the left field line, but that's shallow enough to keep the runner from scoring, so bases are full now. By Hiawassee Dam, wasn't hit hard, just placed right over the head of Brittany Troll.
Like a little blooper over the Troll. She couldn't have caught it if she tried to jump for it.
Kayla Crisp, the number 9 hitter, up with bases full of Eagles. First pitch is a fastball taken right over the heart of the plate for a strike.
A little inside. She's trying to get her to ground a double play into a double play. She had to jump back from that pitch.
Next pitch is in the dirt. Nice block by Irvin. Evens the count at 1-1. One strike. Logan Matthews trying to pitch out of this jam here in the top of the second. Nursing a 3-0 lead. Next pitch is a foul tipped for a strike. So it's 1-2 two strikes. Force out everywhere.
Wow, there's people standing along the fence and everywhere today, folks. It's a beautiful day.
Swing on and miss and struck her out. So that's a big out right there. And that's the third strikeout of the game and the second out of this inning.
She might pitch her way out of this one. You know, like I say,
she
needs to go through something like this early in the season.
And that's we're going back to the top of the order, and that's Morgan Helton, who grounded out to the second baseman Sheridan Presley in the first. Just missed with a fastball on the inside part of the plate for a ball.
Mahala was saying that for him. Now she's politicking. Now, where do you want that?
Mm-hmm. She might run for office someday.
She might be, folks, but I think she wants to be a doctor.
Swung on and fouled out of play, evens the count at 1-1 one strike.
You sure you want to park your truck back there the next time?
No.
Did you just barely miss one a minute ago? It'd
be hard to explain. If it does hit my car, my lovely bride was listening to the game at home. So here's Logan Matthews. Next pitch is a ball, so it makes it 2-1 one strike. Bases are full. Hiawassee Dam trying. They're already that 0 on the board. Here's her 2-1 offering. Swung on and grounded over to Micah James, who flips over to Sheridan Presley to retire the side at second base. So they load the bases up but can't score. So after 1.5 innings of play, it's still Piska 3, Hiawassee Dam 0.
Piska Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence. And by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. That's who you need to call. You know, we talked earlier in the show about Logan going through the reversity of the off season. She played travel ball all year. Her mama has traveled with her everywhere she's went. And this is the first game she's had to play without her mama being in that seat over there in that fence. So, you know, the girl's got a lot of nerves, a lot of jitters, and folks, you don't understand. 16-year-old losing her mom, that's hard. That is really hard on a kid. to explain that.
And that's got to be tough. So far, it's been all Biscuit today.
And we're still working on a little. We're still a little rusty in the defensive part. You know, this is their first game. They're gonna work things out. They didn't really start booming last year until the end of the season. That's what you want to do, is peak at the end, not at the beginning.
Due up in this inning, on the bottom of the second inning for Pisgah, is 8-9-1. That'll be Sidney Paris, the first baseman, Sheridan Presley, the second baseman, and back up to the top of the order, Bianca Burnett, are scheduled to face Sanders here in the bottom of the second inning.
You know, we call her Sidro. Sid's got a nickname, Sidro. So I'd like to see Sid just hit the ball. Just, you know, get that monkey off her back and hit the ball. Bless her heart, she struggled last year, and it affected her at the plate. But I think if she starts off this season good, we can get the right mental attitude going.
Sidney Paris is ready. She steps into the box to begin the bottom of the second. Here's the first pitch, swung on and missed. Change up by Sanders. You can hear the wind. It's gusting from left center straight into home plate. Next pitch, a swung on and hit into the gap by Sidney Paris, and that is off the glove of the center fielder as she rounds first. That was a play that we'll wait for the official score on that one.
That's an E.
They're going to give her flash an E on the center fielder.
And that was a good hit by Sid. That's the way to start it off. She has got the bat. She's just got to have confidence. The kid just needs confidence.
Sheridan Presley batting from the left-handed side of the plate.
She's a lefty. She's probably the only lefty we have in the batting rotation.
So the first pitch was a strike on the outside part of the plate. Paris.
She's got a good bat, but she's a strong batter, and this is good for the bottom of the order for us.
Slap foul out of play, so Presley finds herself 0-2 to Sanders. Paris is on first by aid of an error by the center fielder.
She's getting a little encouragement by Coach Leatherwood over there on third base.
Next pitch by Sanders, swung on and missed. She strikes out Presley for the first out of this inning. She took her hat, so it's one out. Paris still on first base, and that's going to bring out Bianca Burnett, who grounded out to the third baseman. So she's 0-for-1 so far in this game.
And the other big bat we got we're going to miss today is Caitlin Hanna. I know that she's injured and everything, but folks, I've seen this kid knock them in the river here.
Next pitch is a ball. High, check swing, didn't go around, so it's one ball to Burnett. Sanders working quickly inside the circle. There's a bunt right out in front of Sanders. She looks for first, and we're looking for the umpire, and he called her out. So that was a good call by the field umpire.
But advance the runner. We're going to play a little small ball now. It's our turn to play a little small ball. So advance the runner to second.
That's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. Swung on and grounded to the first baseman, who makes a great scoop and steps on first to retire the side. So Pisgah does not score a run, and that keeps the score at 3-0 after we have just played two complete innings. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more at no charge. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children.
Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, helping kids defy the odds right here in the Greenville area.
Back. Here in the top of the third inning, Pisgah leads Hiawassee Dam 3-0. And folks, you also can hear this game and every game that WPTL is broadcasting online, streaming it live online at WPTL.net. Again, that's WPTL.net. So Logan Matthews finishes her warm-up tosses, and she's scheduled to face the 2-3-4 batters for Hiawassee Dam here in the top of the third inning. That'll be Tori Golden. Alex Lovingood and Courtney Sanders are scheduled up to face the big right-hander for the Black Bears.
Well, I just got informed that my Tar Heels are just barely ahead, 20-19 over state.
Oh, ACC tournament action going on in Atlanta. First pick by Logan Matthews is followed out of play by Tori Golden, who hit a bloop single into right field in the first inning. She's one for one. Three swinging second baseman for the Eagles. Logan ready. Here's a pitch. Change up, fouled into the screen. So now Logan Matthews gets ahead of Golden, 0-2.
She's changing her style of pitching this time around, second time around, because Mahela's calling it different now.
Matthew's ready. Here's her 0-2 offering. That got out of her hand and skipped probably about 10 feet from the plate.
Good to see her laugh. She's out there laughing about that one.
So that might have been one of those six pitches she was trying to throw. So it's one ball, two strikes. Here's a pitch. Just missed. Ball two.
She's got pitches to play with now, so she got ahead in the count, so she can get her to nibble at something.
Matthew's ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out.
Rise ball. They've just climbed right up that ladder. And
now batting number seven, Alex.
It was a beautiful pitch by that young lady.
Fourth strikeout, first out in this inning. And that's going to bring up Alex Lovingood, who popped up to the catcher, Irvin. First pitch is low and outside for a ball. Beautiful Chamber of Commerce day here in Canton, North Carolina.
It is.
Logan ready. Here's her pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate again, nibbling out on that outside corner to the big left-handed hitter, Alex Lovingood. Two balls, no strike, and here's her next pitch. Just missed. Ball three.
She has such a huge, powerful windup. You know, last year she sprained her ankle in the Inca game. From that windup on her plant foot, she turned her ankle to the outside. She has a huge windup.
3-0 pitch loses her. So now the Lovingood coaxes a one-out walk.
Here goes her big buddy, Irvin, to the mound. She's talking to her. She's probably telling her a joke or telling her something about this next pitcher, or next batter, I mean.
That's going to be the pitching counterpart for Hiawassee Dam, Courtney Saunders, who struck out her first time against Matthews in the first inning. Run around first for Hiawassee Dam. Next pitch is a strike, tainted the corner and on the outside.
I don't know what she said to her, but that next pitch was right where it needed to be.
So that's 0-1. Matthews' next pitch swung on and fouled back. So Sanders is in a hole now to Matthews, 0-2 here in the top of the third inning. Score still remains Pisgah 3, Hiawassee Dam 0. Next pitch by Matthews in the dirt, nice scoop by Irvin to prevent Lovingood from going down to second. Always a good thing to have a tremendous defensive catcher behind the plate.
Probably won't find a better catcher in the state right there.
Swung on and ripped to center fielder. Caught by Bianca Burnett. A running grab saved extra bases. So the Gazelle out in center field hauls in and robs Courtney Saunders. Fly out to center field, and that's a second out of the game, or the inning. And that's going to bring up catcher Sarah Hughes.
That girl covers ground better than anybody I've seen in center field. She is so fast.
Painted the knees and the corner on that pitch, so it's strike one. Hughes walked her only time up against Matthews in the second inning. Next pitch is a curveball that in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 is the count. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Again, Pisgah leads 3-0. Matthew Setz delivers, swung on and driven down the right field line, but that's going to be out of play. So Hughes in a hole, 1-2 to Matthews. Lovingood, who walked, is on first base. Matthews calls time, wants a different softball.
She has to grip that ball in certain ways. She tried to show me one day how she throws a screwball. Folks, I couldn't even do it.
Next pitch. Checked her out. She stood there like a house by the side of the road and watched it go by, and that's going to be all for the Eagles here in the top of the third inning, as they get no runs on no hits, and there were no errors. And after 2.5 complete, it's Pisgah 3, Hiawassee Dam 0.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford's President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. That was just a, let's go back to Bianca Burnett's snag there. I'm telling you, that kid, the coach talked about this year pulling her back to second base because she is a second baseman. That's where she's learned to play. But she could not afford to take her away from that outfield position because she has made so many spectacular grabs.
Well, and that was a great play right off the bat. That was a line shot. You thought, oh, this is trouble.
Double. It would have been a double.
Bianca, the gazelle, just comes up and reaches up on a dead run, running to the left center gap to haul that in. And Sanders feeling like she'd been robbed.
She was
robbed. She hit something hard that way, but that's the way the game goes.
She better go back to the dugout and check out her wallet and everything else, because I think she just got robbed. That was for definite sure.
Scheduled up here in the bottom of the third inning for the Pisgah Black Bears will be the heart of the order. The M&M girls are going to lead it off. Mahala Irvin, Micah James, followed by Logan Matthews.
These two here are like a two-headed snake. You just can't get rid of it. I mean, they are just deadly.
Matthews has 5 strikeouts so far. Pitching a two-hitter as Sanders completes her warm-up tosses.
Leading off for the Black Bears, number 7, Mahala Irvin.
Irvin hit the base of the wall, nearly missing a home run, her first of this season. She's set, and she's ready.
She's always ready.
Braided red hair flowing out of the back of her helmet.
And her nickname is Red. One
first
of many.
Pitch is high for a ball. Sanders being very careful with the slugging catcher for Pisgah.
One of her nicknames is War Eagle because he's a huge Auburn fan.
Next pitch is a ball and outside, so it's 2-0. You got to be careful here, not to be too careful with Irvin, because you got James and Matthews due up behind her.
Yeah, 3 big hitters in a row.
Ooh, big cut by Irvin. She was locked and loaded on something on a 2-0 count and fouled it back out of play, so it makes the count 2-1.
If that thing would have went straight as hard as she hit it, it would have been gone.
Very serious inside the box.
She is. She takes everything serious, that kid does.
Swung on and popped up in shallow left field, and that's going to drop in there.
And she pulls it out to a double, which should have been a single. But she was, when she hit first base, she did not break her stride. She was on her horse and ready to go.
So that's going to bring in to the plate Micah James. I think we wait for the official score. Tough play for the shortstop running in that most difficult area.
I think they're just going to give her a hit on that one because that was a difficult play for both.
James' first pitch to her from Sanders is a ball high. Irvin running for herself this time is at second base. Swung on and missed a big cut by James. She had visions of hitting it over that state championship sign out in left center.
I'd like to see somebody hit it because it would be a home run.
You get a free steak?
I don't know. We got to get something.
Next pitch is a change up high. Makes the count 2-1.
They need to get some if they hit that thing. We can't put too many things on it. We want it to look pretty.
Called strike right at the knee. Sanders, nice pitch. Evens the count at 2-2.
You know, Micah James is not that big, and everybody thinks, where did she get all that power? She's got the quickest hands turning on the ball that I've ever seen.
2-2 pitch, swung out and fouled. Near the Pisgah dugout on the third base side. Sanders looked like a little curveball. James keeps her counting 2-2, and here's our 2-2 offering. It's in the dirt. 3-2. As Irvin gets a nice secondary lead once the pitch leaves the pitcher's hand.
If anything's hit, that kid's going to make it home. I don't care where it's at.
Swung on and fouled out of play as James is hanging in there tough against Sanders, the right-hander for Hiawassee Dam. We're in the bottom of the third, folks. If you just tuned in, Pisgah leads 3-0 against the Eagles. Nobody out. Next pitch is ball four. She loses James, and so she coaxes a walk.
Number 21, Logan Matthews.
I think she's more or less not going to give her anything in her wheelhouse. She's afraid, you know, somebody hitting that kind of average, you don't want to give it to them in the wheelhouse.
So Logan Matthews, who doubled and drove in a run in her first time up in the first inning, has got two Black Bears on base and swung out and ripped down the left field line.
She nearly hit the WLOS cameraman.
Get some catching gear on the young man. It's difficult. You saw him protect out about that $10,000 piece of equipment he's toting around. He's joking and laughing with it.
Yeah.
With the fans down the line. So it's 0-1 to Logan Matthews. Nobody out. Next pitch is swung and fouled back
that
against
was
the screen.
A little bit of changeup, and it was low. I think Logan was expecting something else. The way her swing was, it looked like she was expecting her to throw her a fastball.
James, who walked, is on first. Matthews is doubled. It's on second. Nobody out. Here's the 0-2 offering. High for ball. So it's 1-2. And Mahala Irvin is dancing on a big secondary lead, drawing the attention of the catcher and the pitcher.
I tell you, if anything goes, anything hits, she's gone.
And she swings and misses the next pitch, so Logan Matthews strikes out for the first out in this inning. That's going to bring up Brittany Troll, who singled and drove in a run in the first inning, so she's 1-1.
The one pitch that Pisgah had the problem with last year, the type of pitchers, were the slow changeup pitchers.
Swing out and ripped to left field, and that's going to be scooped up, and here comes Irvin, and she's going to score. James races to third base as the ball was bobbled, so that's going to be an error on the left fielder and a single by Brittany Troll and an RBI.
Mahala had such a huge lead on that, even if she hadn't a bobble, she had not got her on because she was already two-thirds of the way down the line before she got when the ball hit her.
Taylor Gallion now up. Next pitch, she swings and swings right over top of a curveball. So a run is scored and driven in this inning, so it makes it 4-0 Pisgah.
You know, her mom is a great softball player.
Swung on and that's looped into center field. That's going to score one, maybe two, as here's Troll coming in to throw to the plate, not in time. So Taylor Gallion loops a single to center to drive in two runs, and now the score is extended to a 6-0 lead for the Black Bears.
Did you notice when she hit that ball, so she had to go down to get it because it was so low? And I was saying earlier, her mom is a huge softball player and a coach, assistant coach at middle school.
Sydney Parrish is now up. First pitch is high and outside for a ball. No, one out here in the bottom of the third. Pisgah's already scored three more to tack on to a 6-0 lead over Hiawassee Dam. Next pitch is a called strike. Nice pitch by Sanders. Even the count at 1-1.
This Hiawassee team is good. They've only lost one game, and that was to Swain. And Swain's number three team rated in the state.
Popped up the first baseman. She hauls it in, so Parrish is retired. That'll pop up to the first baseman, and that's going to be the second out of this inning, and that's going to bring up the number nine hitter, second baseman Sheridan Presley. Sheridan struck out her last time up at the plate. She's 0-1 in this game. Gallion on first, or excuse me, on second. First pitch is a strike over the outside part of the plate.
Sheridan's probably a little nervous. I mean, starter, sophomore.
First varsity start for the young sophomore. Talented basketball player. Swung on and ripped. Just fouled down the first base line.
Well, that was hugging that line. If it had waited and bounced over the bag, it would have been a fair ball.
Knowing the speed of Sheridan Presley, she could have been running all day for that one, if that was fair.
Mm. It bounced right before the bag. So
now she's 0-2 to Sanders. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is high and wasted as Taylor Galling goes out into a secondary lead.
She thought about running to third, but then she seen how quick the catcher got to it, so she backed off.
Nice job by Sarah Hughes of Hiawassee Dam to get on that pitch. Here's the old one dribble foul. So it's one ball, two strikes for Sheridan Presley.
She's in the hole. She's going to have to battle now and try to nibble at it until she can get a hit.
Presley wearing number 3 in her first varsity start. Swung on and grounded over to the third baseman. Comes up, throws a nice throw to retire Presley at first base, and that's going to be all for the Black Bears here in the bottom of the third. They score 3 to make the score now. Pisgah 6, Hiawassee Dam 0. We'll be back after a few of these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPGL Canton.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Have you ever thought about what your job would be like if you had cars and semi-trucks moving at 70 miles an hour past you within a couple of feet of where you are standing? Next time you are standing at the copy machine, take a minute to imagine yourself on the shoulder of the highway making copies. The thought alone will be a hair-raising experience. This is Trooper Mark Jones with the North Carolina State Highway Patrol asking you that when you approach a stopped emergency vehicle displaying its flashing lights to please slow down and move over. It's time we all shoulder the responsibility for our emergency personnel.
Welcome back here in Canton at the Pisgah softball field. As the Black Bears lead 6-0, we're in the top of the fourth inning. Logan Matthews twirling a shutout and a two-hitter. Right now, as she completes her warm-up tosses, and she'll be facing Chelsea Lovingood, Tara Raper, and Shelby Chris, which is 6-7-8 in the order for the Hiawassee Dam Eagles.
Well, the Bears are just, I think they're just waiting for that to keep hitting the ball well, but they just not got the hits they want. So they're just ready, they're waiting to explode.
Swung on and fouled out a play on the first offering by Matthews. And Lovingood, who struck out her first time up, is 0-1.
And Logan, last year, as the game went on, she got better in the inning.
That looked like a rise ball. And
it was a rise ball.
Lovingood missed that one, so that's 0-2 now.
Her rise ball is probably her best pitch, hitting the fastball. The screwball is the one she's been working on the hardest.
Swung on and grounded over to Micah James at first, over to Paris, in time to retire Lovingood.
Now you see why Coach moved Micah to shortstop. She's just an athlete that just can cover ground. She can do it all.
Micah James built that reputation by having one tremendous defensive game down at the state tournament, and that's going to bring right now Tara Raper, who walked her first time up.
And I'll tell you that she actually was complimented by Central Davison's third, their head coach, when we were playing him. He went up to her and battered her on the shoulder on the field and said, "Girl, you're killing us."
It's just a call. That's a ball. So it's 2-0. First pitch was a ball inside. Second pitch was a ball inside. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah leads Hiawassee Dam 6-0. Matthews dealing out here. There's a pop-up that may get out of play in the seventh. Tara Raper now has a 2-1 count on her. Nobody on. One out here in the top of the fourth.
The girls received new warm-up jerseys this year. Folks, if you don't understand about the drawdown, let me give you a few little quick hints.
First, next pitch was a ball in the dirt, 3-1.
The drawdown money goes to Pisgah Athletics. It goes to these kids. That money is used, every bit of it, on these kids.
Swung on and fouled back. So that brings the count to 3-2.
If you want to see the benefits of the money that y'all raised for the drawdown, come down the softball field. Look at the field, the fence, the new batting building.
Fouled back again.
That's how these kids, how we keep the equipment on these kids and up-to-date facilities for these kids to be able to compete.
Money spent wisely. And here's a 3-2 offering by Logan Matthews. Strikes and rattles, swinging. So Raper goes down as the sixth strikeout victim for Matthews.
Now batting number two, Shelby Crick.
And that's the second out here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up center fielder Shelby Crisp.
I told you Logan gets better as it goes along. She just like needs to warm up or something.
Change up. Swung on and missed by Crisp. Sister Kayla Crisp is on deck. The Crisp sisters are playing left and center. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 is the count.
You know, when we was at state, we were against a good pitcher, Jamie Raydale from Swansboro, which she was junior.
Swung on and missed, blew a fastball by her. Makes the count 1-2.
And that was a pitching duel down there between her and Logan.
Logan said she's working quickly, swung and fouled back out of play.
And
Matthews so far given up only 2 hits, struck out 6, and has the 0 placed squarely on the visitors here.
Which is a good start for her.
Swung on and fouled out of play, so Shelby Crisp hanging tough in there. Just singles her first time up.
Yeah, I think Mahala's changed her pitches this time going around.
Swung on, and that's going to be looped to center field. So Shelby Chris gets another single, a 2-out single to center. Wasn't hit hard, but just hit right in the right spot where no Black Bears were.
Yeah, and Bianca's playing shallow anyway, but as fast as she is, she couldn't have got to that one because he hit right over the second base bag.
That's going to bring up Kayla Crisp, who struck out her first time up against Logan Matthews.
And one thing about Coach Leatherwood, he'll adjust his defense as the game goes along. He knows where these kids hit.
First pitch is low and inside for a ball. Kayla Crisp has her sister Shelby Crisp on first. 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. Swung on and fouled back. Evens the count at 1-1. Beautiful day, folks. 62 degrees at first pitch. Called strike. Blew a fastball knee high over the part of the plate. Makes the count 1-2. Swung on and grounded over to Brittany Trove. Flips over to Sheridan Presley in time to retire the Eagles here in the top of the fourth inning. The score remains Pisgah 6, Hiawassee Dam 0.
Black Bears would like softball is sponsored by the Spring, by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. You know, B. Allen, Brad, he uses a lot of our players in the offseason, gives them jobs and stuff, the boys. RJ worked for him. I mean, he does a lot for this community, more than people understand. By giving the kids a chance to earn some extra money during the summer, by doing just minimum labor.
We have a beautiful crowd here.
It's first packed, and they're standing down along the fence, but that new building we built for the batting them cage, they can't stand on the bridge and watch the game no more. They have to come in and pay.
Well, that's the reason why it was built that way.
Well, I don't think that was the ultimate reason. We just wanted to...
You got to watch the athletic director. He finds every way to give everybody a dollar. You know, those people that don't pay and sit on the hill, he wants to make sure he's going to build something. I always wondered why they built it with that slanted roof like that.
That's so that you can't watch the game up there.
athletic director David Presley sitting over by the concession stand. His daughter, sophomore Sheridan Presley, playing second base in her first varsity start.
Oh, it is, by the way, did Duke Central win the state championship?
Don't know. Haven't heard.
You know, it lost to them, and they're playing for the state championship, so that would be, you know, we lost to the eventual state championship. That's not bad for a bunch of young girls.
Just like the baseball team did last year, lost to a heartbreaker in the third round at East Rutherford and went on to win the state championship in baseball.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start the bottom of the fourth. Bianca Burnett's going to start it off as the first pitch is a ball high. Burnett sacrificed bunt her second time up, grounded to short. She's one for two. Swung on and grounded over to deep short, and that's going to get through the hole. Just off the glove.
I think the shortstopper was looking for the ball and trying to throw Bianca out at the same time because she's so fast, you know you got to make that play real quick.
That's going to bring up Hannah Hudson now. Here's Burnett standing on first base. First pitch, Barry Saunders is a ball high. Pisgah leads this one in the bottom of the fourth inning. Their 2012 season opener, 6-0. Sanders ready. Here's her pitch. Squared around and bunted out in front of the plate. Sanders picks it up and throws her out at first base. So a sacrifice bunt by Hannah Hudson moves Burnett down to second. A little small ball here.
A little small ball. You know, last year we didn't do a lot of a little small ball. We didn't have anybody could lay a bunt down good. This year we've worked on our small ball a lot more this year, the small bunt, trying to get that winning run across.
That's Irvin now up. Well, got him ripped to left field for a third hit of the game, and that's going to get to the wall, and he easily scored. Bianca Burnett is... Irvin hits her third consecutive double in this game.
That was just about deja vu of the state championship game.
Two of them had been ripped. One blooped into shallow left field, so it doesn't matter. She just hits them where they're not. And I tell you what, here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the lead's been extended to 7-0. Irvin, 3-for-3 so far, and that's going to bring up James as the first pitch is a ball low.
Except I didn't think Bianca had to run as hard this time because she was on second, not first.
Here's the 1-0 pitch by Sanders, called strike, curveball over the outside part of the plate. Logan Matthews on deck. James is walked and singled and drove in a run. Next pitch is inside, moving her back a little bit. Sanders a tough pitcher for high velocity dam. Irvin on second, 7-0 lead. Ball in the dirt to James.
They're afraid to pitch to her. They don't want to put it in her wheelhouse because she could easily blow this game open with Mahalo in second.
James is ready. Sanders is ready. Pitch. Change up for a strike. Evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Got one out here in the bottom of the fourth. This could lead 7-0. James batting in the four hole for the Black Bears. Next pitch is low and loses her. I lost the ball right there, so it was 3-2. So she loses her for the second walk to James. And that's going to bring up Logan Matthews, who has struck out and hit a RBI double. So she's 1-for-2. Batting in the 5-hole for the Black Bears. First pitch by Sanders. Swung on and fouled out of play. A big cut by Matthews just behind the pitch. A little. Pisgah has runners at first and second. James at first. Irvin at second. Matthews at the plate.
And you got Terrell on deck, who's been 2-for-2 today, if I'm correct. So don't get any better for the pitcher.
Next pitch is a curve that gets away from the catcher, and Irvin sprints down to second, or to third, and James over to second, so runners move up.
You know, she's just like a cat. Ready to pound. She gets in that stance, and when she takes off, when she rounded third, she was just like ready to go to home.
That would be a wild pitch. Charged Sanders. Here's the next offering. Swung on and grounded over to the shortstop. Picks it up. Throw over the first. It's not in time. Irvin comes home, and she scores. On the throw, as James makes a big turn, and Matthews runs down to to second, so that's going to be an error on the shortstop.
Now batting number 8, Brittany Trolls.
Coach Leatherwood's telling her now that she probably could have made it home, but he said that ball just bounced off a fence too close. He didn't want her to risk a chance of getting out there when we had two runners still left.
And Casey Brown's going to come in and pitch run for Logan Matthews, so no RBI on the play for Matthews as she reaches base by an error. And that's going to bring up Brittany Troll. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Troll, 2 for 2 so far and driven in 2 runs.
It's a big bat, like I said, in the lower part of the order that we didn't have last year. I mean, we had Haley Ware and Jamie Gooch, in which they did drive in some.
Tiska leads 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch is swung on and popped up. A nice grab by the shortstop, Morgan Helton.
Now batting number 5.
That's going to retire Brittany on a little whooping pop-up in the infield. That's going to be the second out of the game, or the inning, excuse me. That's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, who had a 2-RBI single her last time at the plate. She's 1 for 2 in this game. Swung on in soft liner to down the first base line that drops.
Coach Goodwin had to get out of the way of that one because the first baseman for Hiawatha Dam was headed right toward her.
The junior set. Saunders ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swung on and popped out of play right behind the backstop. You had your eyes on that.
I had my eyes on
my old catching days. I knew that was over ahead, and I didn't have my mitt with me.
I was getting to wonder there for a minute because it went a mile high.
2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pisgah leads 8-0. They got runners on second and third, and Gallion's facing an 0-2 count. Here's a pitch. Ball gets away, and here comes James. So she scores on a wild pitch, making the score 9-0. And that's going to make the count 1-2 as Casey Brown motors down to third base.
Looks like a pitch bounced off the ump's shoulder pad. Straight up in the air.
Sanders sets. Ball fouled into the dirt. So Gallion hangs in there with a 1-2 count and a runner. Casey Brown standing at third. And Fiske leading 9-0. Again, a foul. Chop foul down the third baseline over like, by the Pisgah dugout.
Looks like her swinging way ahead of the pitch. It looks like she's throwing mainly changeups. Or
Sanders is mixing up her pitch as well.
She is doing a good job, and it's getting us off balance.
She's ready. 1-2 pitch. Swing on and miss. A nice curveball, and that's going to retire the Black Bears here in the bottom of the fourth inning. But they do score 3 runs. And they add to their lead, which now, after 4 complete innings, Pisgah leads 9-0. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Haywood County now has a hoofed animal abuse hotline. 356-2900. Call 356-2900 with your concerns about starving or abused horses and livestock. 356-2900. The nonprofit organization STAR, Save the Animals Rescue, is not affiliated with Haywood County government, but encourages everyone to call 356-2900 to report hoofed animal abuse. STAR also welcomes volunteers with time or support for animals in foster care.
Welcome back here in Canton. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah leads 9-0 over Hiawatha Dam, and Logan Matthews twirling a gem right now, a 3-hit shutout. She has struck out 6 Eagles and walked only 3, and she's ready to go here in the top of the fifth inning, and she's scheduled to face the top of the order for Hiawatha Dam. That'll be Morgan Helton, followed by Tori Golden and Alex Lovinggood.
You know, one thing about Logan and Mahala, when I did an interview with them, they said that that they're family on this field. All this team is family. They love each other so much that they play really good together.
Well, that family attitude came to the top, you know, last June as they won the first state championship as a grounder over to Micah James, scoops it up. Hoover throws it over to Sidney Parrish to retire the leadoff batter in this inning, Morgan Helton.
Actually, we got a new first baseman in. That's Mason McCracken.
Mason McCracken, the junior.
And she led the team, JV team last year with RBIs. She had 25, if I'm not mistaken. And she had Sheridan had the highest batting average.
First pitch is a ball low. Logan Matthews.
Yeah, Mason had a 457 batting average with 25 RBIs last year on JVs.
Pitch is low in the dirt for ball two. Tori Golden, a single and a strikeout, so she's one for two so far in this game for the Hiawassee Dam Eagles.
And Mason has a nickname.
What is that?
It's Rocky.
Okay. Rocky at first.
There's a story behind that. She got her nose broken in volleyball.
As the next pitch is a ball, so it's 3-0 to Tori Golden. Really?
Yeah, she had this bandage on her nose coming into the gym, and I said...
Called strike. Makes it 3-1.
Me and my husband was going, Lord, I said, you look like we've been in a fight. I said, you've been boxing Rocky? And so it just started sticking Rocky. So
swung on and missed. Makes the count full at 3-2. She just blew a fastball by her.
And if anybody don't remember, Micah is the beast.
Grounded right back to Matthews. Flips over to Rocky at first base. That's Mason McCracken for the second out.
Alex Lovinggood.
And Alex Lovinggood, who's 0 for 1. She's with a walk. Batting in the 3-hole for the Eagles, a left-handed power hitter. Swung on and dribbled foul off of her foot. Mahala Irvin out quickly like a cat.
He's like a cat prowling for a prey.
Pitches high and above the bill, so evens the count at 1-1. Here in the top of the fifth, Pisgah leads 9-0 over Hiawassee Dam. Just missed on the outside part of the plate.
She framed that for the like a pitcher for that umpire, but he wasn't going to give her that one.
2-1 offering in the dirt makes it 3-1. It's Alex Lovinggood. Works Matthew to a 3-1 count here in the top of the fifth. Loses her. Ball four.
I think they didn't want to give him, they called the same pitch there. I was watching Mahala give the sign. I don't think they wanted to give anything for her to hit.
That's the fourth walk issued in this game by Matthews, and that's going to bring up the pitcher for Hiawassee Dam, Courtney Sanders. First pitch. Blew a fastball inside part of the plate for a strike.
Mahala called that pitch way before Logan was ever set.
Grounder over to Micah James at short. Throws over to Rocky Mason McCracken. Retired the Eagles here in the top of the fifth as they go quietly and as the score remains 9-0.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. Most of these girls have nicknames. Some of them, they like Micah the Beast, and Mahala's got War Eagle, Red, whatever you want to call her.
I'm going to call her Slugger.
Well,
how about Ms. Irvin?
We'll give her a little respect because she earns it. Have you ever seen a catcher? Most catchers use knee savers. Mahala Irvin does not use knee savers. She is in a physical squat when she gets ready to catch that ball. She has got legs like a tree. Strong.
The 10-run rule is in effect. So if Fisker can get a run here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it'll end the game. Due up to face Courtney Saunders here in the bottom of the fifth for Pisgah will be Mason McCracken, Sheridan Presley, and Bianca Burnett. That's scheduled up. We may see some pitch hitters.
that's one thing about Coach Goodwin. She wants the whole team to play.
13 Black Bears on roster. Only five seniors of 13, one sophomore.
Now, the junior class is going to be huge, but I'm telling you, it's possible for the next 2 years for Pittsburgh to win the state championship as talented as they are.
Here's Mason McCracken to start off the bottom of the fifth for Pisgah. First pitch is lined to the shortstop, picked up, thrown over the first base in time to retire Rocky. So that's the first out as McCracken was first pitch swinging. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley. Presley 0 for 2 in this game.
Yeah, I'd like to see her get her first hit. We can get them nerves out of her.
Ball in the dirt for ball one. Bottom of the fifth, folks. Beautiful afternoon here in Canton. Pisgah leads Hiawassee Dam 9-0. Presley at the plate with a one ball count. Here's Sanders' first, next pitch is fouled back.
Good cut.
Evens the count at one ball, one strike.
She had a good cut on that ball. It just was a rise ball when she was under it.
Wind has died down. Pitch just painted the outside part of the plate for a strike, so it makes the count one ball, two strikes to Sheridan Presley. Nice pitch by Courtney Sanders.
Outside part of the plate.
Swung on and lined up the middle for her first varsity base hit. Sheridan Presley. She'll remember that one.
Maybe the nerves are gone now.
Presley had one of those gaudy near 500 batting average on the JVs last year as a freshman.
And they and like I say, freshman team was 16 and I mean that JV team was 16-1 last year.
Brings up Bianca Burnett. Tries to bunt. Presley throw back to first to try and get Presley, but she dives back in safely. Burnett trying to move the runner over. Behind 0-1 in the count. Line to nice diving stop, but it gets away, ricochets to the shortstop, so that's going to be an infield single for Burnett.
That was
she hit a frozen rope on that one.
That was hard for that girl to snag, but she did tap it down, so it kept the base from the runners from advancing any further.
Outstanding effort by Hiawassee Dam third baseman Alex Lovinggood, who made a diving attempt into the infield, but just couldn't come up with it, and ricocheted over to her shortstop, Morgan Held. Swung on. This is
Casey Brown.
Pitch hitter Casey Brown batting for Hannah Hudson. A left-handed hitter.
That's two lefties. We didn't hardly have that many lefties last year. Matter of fact, I don't think we had any.
Next pitch. Tried to bunt it down the line. Fouled it. So it's now 0-2 to Casey Brown. Casey Brown, a 5'6 junior. You got Sheridan Presley at second base, Bianca Burnett at first, scored 9-0 here in the bottom of the fifth, swung on and fouled into the third. So Casey Brown hanging tough.
She had a 3.19 batting average last year on the JV squad, so she's a good hitter. She didn't have many strikeouts. She only had 9 strikeouts for the season.
Swung on a miss at a bad pitch. She laced one high, so you jinxed her.
I jinxed her. I can't believe that.
So that's a second out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin, who's 3-for-3 with 3 doubles and a run driven in. 1 RBI. Scored 3 runs so far.
She is the consummate player.
One stroke of that mighty bat, and War Eagle will end this game.
She hits the ball and she grunts.
Called strike a curveball on the outside part of the plate.
I wish the folks could hear her at home when she hits that ball, because it's just amazing.
9-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch, high. Evens the count at one ball, one strike.
The only thing that's keeping her from going to a big D1 school is her size. But you know what? Dynamite comes in small packages. That kid is just a stick of dynamite.
Next pitch, changeup called strike. right over the heart of the plate, had Irvin fooled. So Sanders pitching her very carefully here in the bottom of the fifth.
I think she was looking for the fastball. You know, catchers think while they're up there batting.
Ball high, evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Micah James on deck. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and second for Pisgah. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out, and that's going to end the inning. So Sanders gets out of a jam by striking out Mahala Irvin. And that's going to be all for Pisgah as they do not score a run. So the score, as we move to the top of the sixth inning, it's still Pisgah 9. Hiawassee Dam 0. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. I know service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. Our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back here in North Carolina as we're in the top of the sixth inning, and it's been all the Pisgah Black Bears. The defending state champions are leading Hiawassee Dam in their 2012 season opener 9-0. And Logan Matthews, dwelling the gem, a three-hit shutout, has six strikeouts so far and four walks.
You know, in the 2A conference this year in the playoffs, there's going to be some good teams. There's going to be Madison, which has that pitcher leap back that we faced last year. Hope, which has their pitcher back that we faced last year. And she's already pitched two perfect games, three shutouts. So, you know, it's going to be tough.
Scheduled to lead off here in the top of the sixth will be Sarah Hughes, the catcher for Hiawassee Dam, followed by Chelsea Lovingood and Tara Raper. Matthew's ready. Working on a shutout. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Hughes walked and struck out. 0-1 against Matthews. Swung on and missed. Big cut by the catcher.
When I was looking at the polls, the preseason polls, one team that was absent from the polls that we faced was Eastern Randolph. They're not in the top 10 this year.
Next pitch is high and outside for a ball. 2-1 count. Matthews inside the circle facing Hughes inside the batter's box. Just missed inside for a ball, so it's 3-1.
Frame that just a little bit longer just to make sure that the ump wanted to make sure he's going to call out in the ball.
Curveball for a strike. Big swing by Matthews. Swung over top of it, and that makes the count full at 3-2. Dribbled foul by Hughes. Hanging in there.
There's drop.
Good day for softball and a much better day in the performance of the Pisgah Black Bears. Next pitch is popped up to left field. Oh, just out of the reach of Taylor Gallion as it bounces to the wall, and Hughes is going to come up with a stand-up double. Great play, great effort by Taylor Gallion, just out of her reach.
And the sun could have been having a little effort because it is shining directly in her eyes. Several times in the game I've seen her put her glove up to shade the sun from her eyes, so it could have been a little bit playing tricks on her.
Sarah Hughes leads off here in the top of the sixth inning for Hiawassee Dam with a stand-up double, and that's going to bring up Chelsea Lovingood, 0-2 with a strikeout. so far in the game. Pitches low for a ball. Changes, popped up out of play to even the count at 1-1. Matthews still has the shutout intact, a four-hit shutout.
I think right now she'd do with just a win.
Swung on and that's lifted to center field as Bianca Burnett catches it, throws to second base as Hughes sprints back in. She got a little too far from the bag, but the gazelle out in center field roaming around, camped underneath that, hauls that in for the first out of the inning.
She just about had a double play off that one.
That's going to bring up Tara Raper, 0-for-1 with a walk. Pitch in the dirt, nice scoop by Irvin. Top of six, Biscay leads 9-0. Hiawassee Dam has a runner at second with one out. Raper at the plate. Called strike, blew a fastball knee high and painted that inside part of the plate. Count is 1-1.
Looks like it's going to be another fastball coming.
Grounder foul down the first baseline.
I'm trying to pick up the signs from Mahala.
On deck is Shelby Crisp, who's 2-for-2 against Logan Matthews. Here's Logan's 1-1 pitch, swung on. Excuse me, that was 1-2, and that's a strikeout, so that's the seventh strikeout. He lost a strike right there. That's a second out in the inning. That's going to bring up Shelby Crisp. Logan pitches in the dirt. Again, a nice stop by Irvin. Shelby Crisp has Matthews' number today. 2-for-2 against her and a runner in scoring position at second base for Hiawassee Dam. Swung on and that's lifted to left field. Micah James camps underneath it and hauls it in, and that's going to retire the side for the Eagles here in the top of the sixth inning as they strand a runner at second base. And after 5.5 complete innings, it's Pisgah 9, Hiawassee Dam 0.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. We were talking earlier in the, about the Mahala Irvin winning the defensive Golden Glove Award at Auburn's camp. You can see why now. I mean, she has stopped the ball. She has caught them, popped up behind the play. She is quick as a cat, and she's, and we have not seen her throw anybody out trying to steal second yet, but that's the only thing we haven't seen her do.
Well, you got to attempt to steal or have her throw them out. Nobody, you know, only four runners and three, you know, four runners by base and by hits and four walks.
Well, she has a lot of respect. I mean, these teams respect her because she is such a good catcher. And she's been starting since a freshman on the varsity team, which is unusual. I remember the first time I see her, she really struggled to get that ball to second base. But now it's just like it's just a piece of cake to throw it to second.
And, folks, you can listen to all of this season's games brought to you by WPTL. They stream it online, and that's on WPTL.net.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to my dad at home listening to me online, or listening to me on radio, hopefully. Him and my mom.
iPad, smartphones, computers with an internet connection and a speaker, or just by old-fashioned radio. WPTL, home of Pisgah softball.
Old-fashioned radio, you don't see much anymore.
Micah James going to start and lead off here in the bottom of the sixth inning, takes a ball for the first pitch. James, 1-for-1 with two walks. Next pitch is just the top of the strike zone, caught the corner, so it evens the count at 1-ball-1-strike.
She's got her twice on that pitch looking.
Pisgah leads 9-0, bottom of the sixth is where we stand right now. Swung on and fouled back, big cut by James. So now she's behind Sanders. 1-ball-2-strikes.
Getting closer. That was in between. You're trucking another car.
Pitch just missed. Change up. So it evens the count at 2-2.
She he is really keeping our batters off balance. Did you notice how far Micah fell into the plate?
Swung on and got Micah James as she swung at a curveball. And that's going to bring up pitcher Logan Matthews, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI double. And if you count Casey Brown, Mahala Urban, and Micah James, she struck out the last three Pisgah batters she's faced. And I'm talking about Courtney Sanders, the pitcher for Hiawassee Dam, as her first pitch is a ball to Logan Matthews.
You know, maybe she was nervous facing the defending state champion.
She's settled down and is pitching a nice game now. Another strike, just fastball past Logan Matthews. Score 9-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Good curveball in there. Well, I tell you what, if this young lady pitched like this at the beginning of the game, this would be a tighter ball game.
That's exactly right. She is really mixing it up well.
Looking to have her fourth consecutive strikeout. Swung on and that popped up behind the plate. Sarah Hughes.
She missed it.
Did not get it. Difficult plays when it's hit right up and around the plate. You got to get yourself turned around so Matthews hangs in there.
Those are hard balls to catch, and you know, I've seen Mahala miss a few.
Sanders ready, delivers, change up inside to even the count at 2-2. Took a little off.
She's been pitching a lot more off-speed pitches and curveballs to us, which that was our weakness last year.
Another changeup outside. Makes the count full at 3-2.
We got a new batter coming up next time. It'll be Kayla Tifton.
Matthews ready. Sanders ready. Here's her pitch. Ball four. She loses her.
She lost her on that one.
Low inside fastball.
Number 12, Kayla Tifton.
And Logan Matthews, looking for a pitch runner, may not. She'll run for herself. And the pitch hitter right now for Brittany Troll is going to be Mikayla Tifton.
Mikayla Tifton worked a lot this summer. She got in the offseason, she got a personal trainer on hitting.
Line foul, swinging on the first pitch. Mikayla Tifton, one of the four arms. You could take Mikayla Tifton, Caitlin Hanna, and Micah James. They could be number one on any other team's staff.
By far.
And the luxury.
Yeah, it is a luxury. Something that Coach Goodwin hadn't had in a while.
Ball outside.
Mikayla Tifton is, last year she was good pitcher, but she struggled in batting. But this year, because she only batted, well, she batted 386 on the JV team, but.
Swung on and big cut and missed it. So that makes the count 1-2. We got one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Logan Matthews at first base. Pisgah leads 9-0.
She knew last year when she went down the state that she needed to work on her hitting more. She needed to be more of a threat.
Line to left field, a sharp single. So Tipton, a 1-2 count. Rips the single to left. And that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion. Who's 1-for-3 in this game with a 2-RBI single. Gallion ready.
Come on, Gallion. Come on, Gallion.
Sanders ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. Mason McCracken, known as Rocky, on deck.
One thing that Taylor told me was that her sisters were jealous. You know, the G Squad, the three triplets. They were jealous of her ring last year.
Next pitch is high for a ball. Logan Matthews at second base. Mikayla Tipton at first. 9-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pisgah, it's all been Pisgah today. Lined over to the second baseman who looks to flip over to second base in time to get the second out. So a fielder's choice for Gallion.
Number 2, Mason McCracken.
And Tipton's erased from the bases, and that's going to bring up Mason McCracken. A hit will end this game here, enforcing the 10-run rule, as Logan Matthews is on third base. Saunders ready. Here's her pitch. Called strike is Taylor Gallion races down to second base.
Taylor, or Mason, she's a very good hitter. She's a line drive hitter more than a pop-up hitter.
Kraken has an 0-1 count on her. Swung on a big cut and missed by Mason McCracken.
She threw the fastball, then she went to the changeup and it caught her off balance. She was way out ahead of that pitch.
In a hole, 0-2 to Courtney Sanders. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch swung on and fouled down the third baseline. McCracken hanging tough. Nice start for the Piscataway Black Bears. Big crowd here.
Oh, huge crowd. I'm so excited for this girl, bunch of girls. You know, they talked about earlier in the year about how they couldn't wait to get this started and see how many fans turned up for them.
Swung on and fouled out of play the opposite side, out into the parking lot.
That's one thing they really, really wanted to thank was the crowd, the fans for supporting them last year.
Standing room only here at the Piscataway softball field. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball, so McCracken lays off. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Piscataway leads 9-0. Sanders ready. Here's her pitch. Change up way outside. Evens the count at 2-2.
She didn't lay off it the last time she threw it, but she laid off at that time, so that was, she's learning. She's a quick learner at the plate.
Kraken crouches, calls for time, gets it from home plate umpire Bruce Stevens. Next pitch swung on and fouled out of play, so McCracken hanging tough. That's not my, is that my truck?
No, it's the one beside yours. No. It's getting closer.
No, I'm not going to park there anymore.
That's the reason I park way down at the other end.
I might park at the football stadium and walk in.
Probably might be safer.
Two outs, two strikes, two balls. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Just a tad low. He makes the count full at 3-2.
I don't know if it'd be safe over there if Caitlin Hannah's hitting, because she's hit him in the river.
So here's Sanders, 3-2 offering. Missed. And that loses her to a walk now, and that's going to load the bases, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who last time got a first varsity hit, a sharp single to center field. Presley, 1-for-3 in this game.
Coach Leatherwood over there telling her, you know, to be patient. Now wait for her pitch, not to rush it.
Foul out of play. Just a tad off the fence. No, Bruce Stevenson said it was caught, but it was caught up against the fence. Hit the fence first.
She did trap it against the fence. That was a good call by the ump.
But nice try.
Oh, yeah, you got to give the girl the credit. She went over and hustled for it. After Coach Leatherwood had to run and get out of the way.
Manager for Hiawassee Dan came out just to check with the field umpire. That's Bruce Stevenson's, the home plate umpire's call. Next pitch, in the dirt, gets away. Here comes Logan Matthews. Could be the ball game. She's in there. So a wild pitch is going to end this game at 10-0. An auspicious ending. But nevertheless, Piscataway wins this game on the 10-run mercy rule, an abbreviated six-inning affair. So the final score from here in Canton, North Carolina, Piscataway wins their opener 10-0 over Hiawassee Dam. We'll be back after a few of these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Piscataway softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, welcome back. We have a final score in game one of the varsity game, and that is the Pisgah Black Bears open up with a 10-0 win. And Rhonda, that was an outstanding effort.
I think it was fitting that Logan Matthews had the winning run on the day that they dedicate this season to her mother. I just think it's fitting that the way it finished is just perfect. Couldn't wrote a storybook better.
Well, Logan Matthews finished the game with a four-hit shutout, struck out six, and walked four. Excuse me, struck out seven.
So, folks, we are going to play another game here. It's going to be another varsity game with High Lucky Dam. They're taking a few minutes to prep the field, smooth it up around the batter's box, around the pitching mound. Then they'll go back out, and we're going to play another varsity game. This is a chance for Pisgah to play two games where we've already had one canceled on us this week. It gives us a chance to play another game.
We were expecting at first, this is sort of like a spur of the moment. They were supposed to schedule a JV game after, but instead they're going to play a doubleheader.
Caroline?
And so anyhow, the you know this game will be a twin bill here. So we're going to send it back to the studio for the next 10 minutes and let you listen to you know, some music or whatever Tim's got planned for us. Give us a chance to kind of get our bearings straight because this was a curveball was thrown at us. And so we're going to adjust and we're going to bring you a second game.
And we're going to get us a break and get us something, get us one of these hot dogs to keep cooking behind us that smells good.
Well, let's send it back to Tim in the studio at WPTL.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
WPTL weather for the rest of our weekend. Tonight, clear, lows of 29. Sunday, sunny, a high of 63. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. And our look at our workday Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Slight chance of showers through the day and a high of 64. Remember, before you go to bed tonight, be sure and set your clocks forward. It's spring forward, time change weekend tonight. And also remember, for advisories and our 7-day forecast, log on to WPTLradio.net.
We'll take you back out for game number two in just about 10 minutes here on AM 920 WPTL. Stick around for more Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball.
I dropped to my knees in that field on your daddy's farm. Asked you to marry me. All I had to give was my heart. While other kids were diving into swimming holes, you and me dove off into the great unknown. We were barely getting by, taking care of each other. And I became a daddy, you became a mother. Was an uphill battle nearly every day. Looking back, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of the house we built. more bills than money. I close my eyes at night and I still feel the same fire in my heart I felt out in that field. I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. I'm proud. Oh, I'm proud of the house we built. The house we built, it's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. Not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. I'm proud. Yeah, I'm proud of the house we built.
Supporting each other. Pass it forward. Shop at home. Working together. No matter how you say it or what you call it, things are working in a more positive way. Haywood Builder Supply at 100 Charles Street in Waynesville is one great example. They have all your building and hardware needs, and many times at below big box store prices. But Haywood Builder Supply has turned their commercial time into encouraging everyone to shop at home. Not just with Haywood Builders, but all local businesses who provide jobs and services that benefit our neighbors and their families. So let's continue to put hard times on the run, to push through the challenges, work out the difficulties. No matter how you say it or what you call it, let's keep supporting each other in this economy. And as the months roll by, get her done.
Have you gotten your free credit report this year? The Fair Credit Reporting Act requires each of the nationwide consumer reporting companies to provide you with a free copy of your credit report. You can order your free credit report online at annualcreditreport.com. Be sure to spell it correctly or a scam website will come up. For information on how to order it on the telephone or in the mail, call the BBB. Even if you don't think you have any changes, you need to check it so you can know if someone else is using your credit. This is Norma Messer for your BBB serving Western North Carolina.
Great meals at great prices. Every day at Zaxby's Russ Avenue, Waynesville. Enjoy a Zaxby's Chicken Finger Sandwich Meal with fries and 22-ounce drink for only $4.99. Try our new delicious Zaxby's Fried Pickles for an appetizer. And top it off with a new Zaxby's Delicious Chocolate Brownie for dessert. Zaxby's, indescribably good. Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
For a good price on a good tire, make it Kelly Tires from Maynard Tire Company. For anything that rolls, for every kind of weather, get a quote from Maynard Tire Company. Maynard Tire is across from Klein Bradley on South Main Street, Waynesville, and is your minor repairs expert, too. In 4 short weeks, a blind person can acquire mobility and independence at Leader Dogs for the Blind. For information about the Leader Dog program in Rochester, Michigan, see a member of your local Lions Club and ask about Leader Dogs for the Blind. Does business die in winter? No. Does it take creativity and effort to stimulate winter business? Yes. So break out your best bargains. Choose affordable advertising like AM 920 WPTL. Be steady, patient, and consistent, and reap bigger benefits. Call Frank Bird at 648-3577 to get started.
The town of Canton is accepting applications for summer employment in the recreation and street departments. Applications will be accepted through this month and are available at Canton Town Hall and Pisgah and Tuscola High Schools. Lifeguard and CPR certificates are required for the lifeguard position. Deadline for applications March 30th. For information, contact Town Hall at 648-2363.
Have you heard? ProActive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With ProActive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast ProActive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try ProActive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-277-6125. That's 1-800-277-6125. 1-800-277-6125.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hits you. Wait, why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and credit. Those are essential, no question, but now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors your bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Call now and mention 60HUCK for 60 risk-free days of LifeLock Proactive Identity Theft Protection. If you're not happy, call LifeLock and cancel within 60 days of enrollment for a full refund. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-240-LOCK. 1-800-240-LOCK. 1-800-240-LOCK.
Welcome back here in Canton, North Carolina. We've got a twin bill. The first game of the doubleheader today, the Saturday afternoon doubleheader, was all Pisgah Black Bears as they won in six innings, 10-0 over Hiawassee Dam to get the season started off 1-0. And Rhonda, it was a great outing in the first game.
It was a great outing. Logan Matthews pitched extremely well, considering everything that has went on in the offseason. And like I said earlier, it was fitting that she was the winning run going across home plate. It was a storybook ending. And her pitching stats for that last game, she was just, you know, tremendous. She didn't allow any runs.
Well, but nice way to start. A lot of good things. I mean, Mahala Irvin in that game went 3-for-3. We'll do a little recap. Is that the Pisgah Black Bear started off in the first inning with 3 runs, scored 3 runs in the third inning, 3 runs in the fourth inning, and then scored the mercy rule enforcing run in the sixth inning, and that's the 10 runs they got in the first game. In the first inning, Mahala Irvin led off with a 2-out double. And then was scored on Micah James single. And then Logan Matthews followed with an RBI double. And Brittany Troll hit an RBI single. And that was the 3 runs. And then it was on. Big hitters in the game, obviously. You had Bianca Burnett with 2 singles. Had 2-for-4. You had Mahala Irvin went 3-for-4 with 3 doubles and 1 run driven in. Micah James had walked twice and was 1-for-2. Logan Matthews had a 1-for-3 afternoon, and Brittany Troll had a 2-for-3 evening or afternoon, and then Taylor Gallen had a 2-RBI single and was 1-for-4, and Sydney Paris played stellar defense at first base and was subbed late by Mason McCracken. Sheridan Presley got her first varsity hit, batting in the 9-hole, and the second, we just handed the lineup for the Pisgah Black Bears for game 2 of this doubleheader. And, it's a little change. Michaela Tipton is going, you know, big,
big arm from the JVs last year is going to get the call for game two, so that's going to be interesting right there.
And that's a luxury that Coach Goodwin has, is that she has this stable of arms that we call it, and she's going to try, you know, you don't have to overwork your horse. Let's just go to the stable and grab another horse, and Tipton's going to get her first varsity pitching chance, and this is big for her. She's really waited. Like I said, she's worked really hard this offseason because that ring did some. She got pulled up last year at the end of the year to go to state with us, her and Taylor Gallion, and that really made an impression on those two young girls. You know, and Coach said the excitement on all the programs, the JVs and the varsity, is just extremely high this year. It's, you know, kids are excited, and that's what you want. It's amazing what a state championship will do to a program. It just brings the excitement and the buzz in the air. And, you know, Logan and Mahala told me in the year that they were, when they walked around town, when people told them, man, we'll never forget what y'all did last year, that just made the juices flow even more. They wanted this season to start so much faster.
Well, let's take a break right here as we're running out the starting lineups, and they're finishing up getting the field ready to go. So we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Welcome back. We're ready. You know, we're about maybe 10 minutes away from getting game two started. And again, Pisgah won the first game against Hiawassee Dam 10-0. And we've got a few lineup changes for the Black Bears. The Hiawassee Dam lineup is the same. Let's go over if you're keeping score at home. And again, listening, you can listen to this live, streaming live, which would be WPTLradio.net. Again, WPTLradio.net. And you can listen to this also if you have an iPad, smartphone, or an internet connection with a speaker. You can listen to WPTLradio.net or by old-fashioned radio. Just tune in to 920 AM to listen to all of Pisgah softball games. And before we get to the lineups, a reminder, the fans will be back on the air Monday at 4 o'clock for a doubleheader, varsity doubleheader against East Henderson. And then Wednesday will be the Inca game. The Inca Jets roll into Pisgah to play the Black Bears, and that'll be Wednesday the 14th, and then the following Monday on the 19th against AC Reynolds. So this is the start of a four-day, because you've got, if you count the two doubleheaders, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a six-game homestand to start the season.
Now, that's good for the Bears with the young talent we got coming up off the JV team. Give them a chance to settle in and play with the teammates that they didn't have a chance to play with last year. But, you know, we were talking off the air just now about last season. There was one game that was really pivotal in that run for Pisgah, and nobody talks about it, but we went to West Henderson and got beat by West Henderson. At West Henderson. After that game, which we should have never lost, the girls come up, they were disappointed, and they had a team meeting after that game. And they made a pact amongst themselves that they were not going to lose again. And they didn't.
Well, you know, that's sort of like the DNA of a young softball team or a young team. You have games that you just don't play up to your expectations or to really what your talent level is. And so you have to, when you have a young group like that, you're going to have to live through those times. and it shows the character of the coaching staff and particularly the players to say, okay, this is it. We're going to make a run. You had talked about it through your broadcast down through the state and then the postseason run, is that this team has grown. And that's the key about great teams, is that they grow as the season grows. And, you know, again, we're talking about a team, you know, you would think, okay, well, you know, teams that typically win state championships, they lose a lot. You know, they may have a great pitcher, one of the most dominant. You know, we saw many times Chelsea Leonard since her freshman year single-handedly take Central Davidson on to the, you know, to the state championship.
Well, they were a four state, they played four rows, years in a row winning the state championship.
Yeah, but the talent level on the other eight positions weren't very good.
Uh-huh.
But they rode that pitcher. This is a good team that has great pitching, has great fielding, and but they're young. I mean, that battery of Logan Matthews and Mahala Irvin are only juniors. That means they won that state title as sophomores. But they were supported by a lot of juniors. We lost two of them. We've still got, you know, several of them back. And we played today without the services of Caitlin Hanna. And, you know, then you've got this team that was loaded on the junior varsity. And you just don't have a drop-off of talent on this team.
The junior varsity team that we were talking about was 16-1. I know we've already said that once, but you know their one loss was early in the season, first game of the year against Franklin, at Franklin, on a throw-in error to home. That's how they lost that game 6-5. And from that day forward, they didn't lose another game.
They went through and pounded people. I mean, it was a point that, you know, it was almost like, football scores. They were putting up
exactly.
Scores. You know, like a football team.
They were having mercy rule call games in the third and fourth inning because it was so...
ABC News Now, I'm Daria Albinger. An Oregon couple
dramatic. So,
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. It's their sign. But, they went on and won the rest of the season. You got that talent coming up. Then you got a JV squad that's coming in. Like I said earlier in the show, if nobody was listening, the JV squad is already 3-0. They beat teams like Owen, 16-1. They had to play a doubleheader against Smoky Mountain Wednesday. They beat one 10-0 and then 19-2. Here we go again. These big run games. You got two pitchers on that team and you got nine freshmen on that team. Four sophomores.
And you look at the JVs, what they've done so far early this season, they have just pounded teams into submission. But this second game of this doubleheader, will be reversed. The home team will be the Hiawassee Dam Eagles. And, they start this game with a record now of 2-2, and Pisgah is 1-0, so they'll be the visitors. And the lineup changes for the Black Bears leading off will be Bianca Burnett, the center fielder. Batting second will be second baseman Sheridan Presley. Batting third is catcher Mahala Irvin. Batting fourth and playing shortstop is Micah James. Batting fifth and third base is Brittany Troll. Batting sixth and doing the pitching is Michaela Tipton. Batting seventh playing right field is Hannah Hudson. Batting eighth and first baseman Sydney Paris. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Taylor Gallion. So those, just a little tweak, you know, they're going to let sit down Logan Matthews, and she got the thing all started today, and they're going to throw the junior, her first varsity. Well, it's not really her first varsity game. They brought her up later in the season.
But she never pitched.
Right.
She was just a hitter and a runner.
This is going to be her first varsity start inside the circle. This is going to be big for her, too. Memorable start for her, so. That's going to be the lineup for the Pisgah Black Bears, who are going to be the visitors in game two of this doubleheader. And old Ernie Banks of Chicago Black Bears, once said that it's always nice. It's a fun day. Let's play two.
On a beautiful day like it is today, we could probably play till the sunset, but, we can't, so.
I'm looking around and they have such a large crowd at this ballpark that, they ran out of hot dogs.
I know, man. I went to get a hot dog during the break, and I went over, and I was so heartbroken. I said, there's no hot dogs, and we're in a softball game. That's truly un-American. I mean, the only thing missing is apple pie.
You got a packed house, standing room only. You got them lined up down the line. It's almost, almost a playoff atmosphere crowd right here.
It is, and I think that's what you're going to see this year when you come to the stadium and see these Bears play. Is you're going to see a big crowd because we go back to where the excitement in the town, following the state championship, the expectation so high for this team that people are going to come out and watch them. And folks, if you haven't seen this bunch of girls play, you need to get out. I mean, I know I love you listening to us on the radio, but get out of the house. Come on a good day. You know, the fire weather fans, we'll take them. Come on a beautiful day. Come out and watch these girls play. They will truly impress you.
Well, and then there's a change for Hiawassee Dam as Courtney Sanders will not be going inside the circle pitching game two. They will call on right-hander Tori Golden will do the pitching for Hiawassee Dam, and she's warming up right now as the home plate umpires are ready to go.
And the umpire switch in this game, too.
Right,
so
right.
Behind the plate.
Bruce Stevenson goes out to the field,
mm-hmm.
And behind the plate is?
I have no clue. I know he's familiar, but I can't think of his name.
He does. He's from Ken.
Is he?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. But he's good. He's a good we had him in the scrimmage game against Irwin. He was there. There's like 20 umps there for that game. So I know they have to get their practice too, but that was another thing. Our girls did really well on the scrimmage game. They beat Irwin, which Irwin's supposed to be pretty good this year.
I'm still amazed at when you told me that they went and took up some JVs to go play Irwin because they had about five players playing basketball still in the playoffs. And then in the second game, the JVs played Irwin's because Irwin doesn't have a junior varsity.
No,
right?
They don't.
And our JVs beat Irwin's varsity 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot.
It says a lot. And also, too, there's going to be several teams we play this year that does not have a JV varsity softball team, East Henderson being one. And so the JV team has had a hard time filling their roster. That's the reason we had to play Smoky Mountain, a doubleheader, was to try to get these kids some time to play.
Now, I'm going to try and remember that we are the visiting team here tonight, you know, this afternoon. So we're batting first, so it's always going to be in the top of the, you know, the innings. That, you know,
so don't get confused on the scoreboard.
Right, 96 or whatever. All right, we're ready to start here. Tori Golden's ready, and leading off for the Piscataway Black Bears in game two is Bianca Burnett. Swung on and hit to the line to the shortstop. So first pitch swinging, Bianca Burnett lines out to the shortstop for out one, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley. So we're in game two, first inning, top of the first. Piscataway switch with Hiawassee Dam, and they're the visitors this game. Swung on, and again, first pitch swinging, hit out there to center field is Sheridan Presley, and she flies out to center field, so two pitches, two outs for Tori Golden.
It's like a wind picked up right as that ball got in the air and just kind of held it there and then it dropped it.
Here's Mahala. You got Mahala, Michaela, Micah. I'm going to struggle, folks, but I'm going to try and get it right. Irvin up, a 3-for-4 last game. First pitch is a ball inside.
She has this ritual before every game. She drinks the same drink. It's a Starbucks double shot espresso. She has to have that for every game.
Explains it a lot. Next pitch is low and outside for a ball, 2-0 count. Tori Golden inside the circle for the Eagles. She's facing Mahala Irvin here in game two of a twin bill. Swung on and driven to deep center field. Back is the center fielder as she hauls that in, so out in order goes the Black Bears in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors, and nobody left on base. And as we move to the bottom of the first, it's Piscataway 0, Hiawassee Dam coming back.
Piscataway Black Bears girls softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial residential remodeling, grading B. Allen Construction. That was a fast top of the end in there. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Well, Miss Tipton's going to go inside the circle, and she seems to be waiting for her catcher who made the last out of the inning. And, you know, this playing these doubleheaders, I mean, you're going to play, you know, you're going to play Monday a doubleheader. So after Monday, if you can win both doubleheaders, you're 4-0.
and get you caught up with the rest of the league, which I was really shocked. I was noticing the scores the other night. West Henderson is 5-0 now.
Mm-hmm.
They must be really talented this year. We're going to have a...
Well, Coach Mike Matthews.
Yeah.
Remember that name. Coach Mike Matthews coaches the West Henderson Falcons. And
yeah.
He's a solid coach. And, you know, you've got Franklin's going to be another solid team.
And they lost their, you know, they went undefeated and beat us three times last year, and they lost last night against McDowell 1-0 in a battle of pitchers.
So anyhow, Michaela Tipton.
Michaela. You can call, they call her Tip. That's her nickname, Tip.
All right. That's easy for me. I'm struggling with these M names. Somebody put out the M, you know, words, you know, names for girls with M's about
the time when all these
18 years ago. Tell you, that might have been the fad.
Yeah, it could have been. But Tipton is a good pitcher. She is she's got a lot of, you know, she only had a .52 ERA last year in JV ball, so she's a very good pitcher. She had 140 walks last year. She had only 50 earned runs out of 93 innings, so that's pretty good.
Our leading off will be Morgan Helton against Tip. She tries to square around and bunt the ball, but misses it, so it's strike one. Bottom of the first inning, Hiawassee Dam up. No score.
Now, Tipton's from Bethel. Logan's from Canton, so they went against each other.
Swung on and popped up down the left field line as that dropped safely. So Helton still stays in there. Micah James, Brittany Troll, and Taylor Gallion all giving chase to that high-cowering pop-up.
We probably got one of the best sportsmen behind the plate, and that's Mahala Irvin. She'll hand the batter her bat when she comes back. She is the most sportsman player I've ever seen. Michaela don't work as fast as Logan.
Tip, ready to go. Big changeup high for a ball. So it's one ball, two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Tip, as they call her, is inside the circle. Swung on and will pop up to Micah James, who calls that in for out number one. That's going to bring up the pitcher, Tori Colson.
Tip, she pitches a lot of pop-ups. She's the opposite of Logan. Logan pitches a lot of grounders. Tip pitches a lot of pop-ups.
Swung on and popped up down the right field line, and Sheridan Presley,
Hannah Hudson,
and Sydney Parrish give chase on that. So those three over there mirror the opposite side, but that ball falls safely. Swung on and fouled back. So now Tip has got her counterpart, Tori Golden, in a hole 0-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. No score.
That's one thing about Pisgah's defense. They'll go after the ball no matter where it's at, as long as it's inside the fence.
Next pitch is a high fastball for a ball, so it's 1-2. Different windup, a lot of speed coming at you. Just miss on the inside part of the plate, 2-2.
I think she just kind of disagreed with the ump on that when she kind of shook her head.
Next pitch by Tip, swung on and hit to center field as the Gazelle out there comes running in and catches it on the fly. So that's the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Alex Lovingood, the left-handed power hitter for Hiawassee Dam. You know, back in the old days. Strike, first pitch, fastball on the outside part of the plate. You were out, like in the 1840s and 50s, you were out by either catching the ball on the fly or soaking somebody. Next pitch swung on and missed by Lovingood, and soaking them is hitting them with the ball in between the bases.
No, I thought you were telling me about throwing them in the river over here.
Can you imagine that, having soaking somebody today? Grounder over to Sheridan Presley, scoops up, throws the first base to retire the side as the Eagles go out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. And we'll be back at the start of the second inning. We'll take a few seconds for messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Not another family vacation with our parents.
Yay, on Amtrak!
I can eat steak and potatoes in the dining car.
And I can stretch my legs out in the seat and plug in my computer. They have the coolest views!
Shh! We can't let them know we love Amtrak, even though we really do.
Great food, amazing views. Just a few more reasons transportation beats transportation any day. For tickets, log on to Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
Welcome back here to Canton, North Carolina. Quick start to the top of the second inning. Micah James is up. He's got an 0-2 count on her, followed two pitches. The first two pitches she's seen from Tori Golden swung on and dribbled over to the first baseman, who flips over to the second baseman in time to retire James. And so far, Tori Golden is just mesmerizing the Black Bears, so that's an easy ground out, scoring in your book 3-4. And that's going to bring up Brittany Troll. And on deck is going to be Michaela Tipton.
Well, Brittany's having a good afternoon.
Swung on and popped up to left field as the left fielder camps underneath that and hauls that in. So that is the second out of the inning. This game might not last but 30 minutes. The way they're going.
It's been three up and three down so far.
And this can bring up Tip. Michaela Tipton in the pitcher to face Tori Golden. Pitching the dirt for a ball. Top of the second inning. This is the visitors in the second game of a doubleheader. No score. Golden delivers, swung on and fouled back by Tip.
We don't have a lot to go by on this season, but last season Pisgah did most of their damage with a two-out count.
Golden ready. 1-1 count. Popped up down the third base line, and that is going to fall safely. We've seen two of them last inning. So now that makes the count 1-2 with two outs here in the top of the second inning. Michaela Tipton, the pitcher of the game two, is at the plate. Here's Golden's pitch. Changeup swung on and driven to left center field, and that's going to get up against the wall. That'll be possibly a stand-up. It was hit so hard. Here comes Tipton. And she's going to stand up safely into second base. Hit the base of the wall in left center field.
Now, like I said earlier, she worked really hard this summer. Hired a private hitting coach. Worked really hard on her hitting because she knew she needed to step up.
That's going to bring up right fielder Hannah Hudson. Batting in the 7-hole for the Black Bears.
And that goes back to the two out. That Pisgah always wastes the two out before they start hitting. I don't know what it is.
Bit by Golden, called strike, caught the corner. So Black Bears making some noise here in the top of the second with a runner at second base and two outs. Swung on and dribbled foul.
off the glove of third baseman Alex Lovingood in foul territory.
That's twice we've hit balls along the line. Last year we lived along the lines. This year we're hitting them, but they're not going foul before the base and not after.
Anna Hudson ready, 0-2 in the hole. Changeup just missed on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes.
See, this High Velocity Dam team has got some good pitchers. They just need some hitters to go with it.
Next pitch swung on, and that's lined to center field. That's going to drop. Question is, here goes. Walt Brotherwood holds her up. So the ball lined to center field for a single, and that's going to put Black Bears on the corner at first and third. Hannah Hudson hits another single, and that's going to bring up first baseman Sidney Paris.
I know when they was practicing this week, they were working on running the bases, and Coach Goodwin told them, when it gets to second, you got to pick up the third base coach. And it was like Casey Brown did pick up Walt.
First pitch down to second base. Safely goes in with a stolen base is Hannah Hudson. So now there's two runners on, second and third. Tipton. Is that a pitch runner for Tipton?
Yes, no? That's Casey Brown.
Casey Brown, pitch running for her.
That's what I was saying. She wasn't watching Walt when she took off.
Next pitch is swung on and missed by Paris, so that evens the count at one ball, one strike. Two outs. Pisca threatening with runners on second and third, and here's the pitch swung on and popped up into shallow center field. Great running catch by the second baseman for Hiawassee Dam, and so that's going to end the threat. No runs, two hits, and two runners left on base, and as we move to the bottom of the second inning, no score in this ballgame.
Is the Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored for this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction Company. We're going to have to get B. Allen to build you a fence here so if you can park your car there and they hit you.
Do you think Mr. Allen would build me like a carport with a sliding garage door so when I pull it in, I can pull it there and pull the garage and my ball would be, you know, my car would be safe from any foul ball?
I don't know. Do you think you deserve that kind of treatment?
I'd wash his cars.
You'd wash his cars?
I'd wash his cars.
Well, what about his motor grader?
What?
What about his motor grader?
Motor grader? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Would you wash that for him?
That's too big, Travis. Oh, I'm a Yankee. I don't know what a motor grader is.
Yeah, I'm a Michigan fan on top of that. The only thing I can remember about Michigan is that timeout that Chris Webber called in the championship game against Carolina.
That was bad. All right, we're going to start the bottom of the second inning. Tip inside the circle. That's Michaela Tipton. She's going to face 4, 5, and 6 in the order. That'll be Courtney Saunders. It's going to lead this off right now. Saunders was the losing pitcher of game one for Hiawassee Dam. Pisca won game one 10-0. First pitch by Tip is outside for a ball. Beautiful day, little wind. Tip and throw, swung on. I'll tell you what, Hiawassee Dam's bringing a bat and swinging it this game.
It's kind of like they're more relaxed. They got the nerves out of that first game, you know. Their coach was talking about how much a beautiful stadium we had here and stuff. Maybe it was just the intimidation factor.
Next pitch is a ball in the dirt, so it's 2-1. Tip inside the circle, making our first varsity start inside the circle. Next pitch is swung on and grounded over to Troll over at first. Throws over to Paris in time to retire Sanders.
There's one of those grabs again that Sidney Paris has been noted for.
Wasn't right on the money, but she reached out, stretched, and got her. And that's the beauty of having an asset like that at first base in Sidney Paris. Changeup is for a ball. This is Sarah Hughes, the catcher.
Hello, guys. Catter.
Swung on and fouled off Dennis Setzer, the home plate umpire. Setzer was the field umpire in game one, moves behind the plate here in game two.
He's shaking that mouth. That got him right on the arm.
Here's the 1-1 offering. Cold strike right at the knee. So Tip gets ahead of Hughes. 1-2 in the count. One out here in the bottom of the second inning.
Kemp might not have as many pitches as Mahala.
Swung on and popped up in the foul territory. Sidney gets caught. The wind took it. She sort of lost it in that high sky in the sun. Took a step back and then realized it was hit shallow into the foul territory. So that falls safely to the ground. And Hughes stays in the batter's box with a 1-2 count. As you can hear, a little bit of the stiff wind. Swung on, and that's popped up into the middle of the infield. Sheridan Presley camps underneath that, and that's the gold glove second baseman Sheridan Presley hauling that in.
Now batting number five. Chelsea
for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Chelsea Lovingood.
Your infield got two very athletic girls in Presley and Micah James. Probably the most athletic girls here at Pisgah.
Tip blows a fastball by her for strike one. They really don't have a drop-off with Tipton and Logan Matthews, do they?
No, Tipton just don't have as many pitches as Logan.
Rounder over to Micah James, scoops up, throws to Paris in time, and that's all for the Eagles in the bottom of the second as they get no runs, no hits, and no errors. And we move to the top of the third, no score in this game. We'll have a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL, 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
While the unemployment rate continues to be high, it is common for the unemployed to use social networking sites, including Craigslist, newspapers, and online postings to look for jobs. But it is important to know how to spot red flags. When using social networking sites, be sure to check the actual website of the company posting the position to verify it actually exists. Guard the information on your resume since they often contain personal information ripe for identity theft. This is Norma Messer for your BBB serving Western North Carolina.
Welcome back to Canton, North Carolina. We're in the top of the third inning. No score in this game. Pisgah's coming to bat. It'll be Taylor Gallion batting in the 9-0. And back up to the top of the order, Bianca Burnett and Sheridan Presley all scheduled to face Tori Golden, the pitcher here in game two for Hiawassee Dam. You just tuned in. The Black Bears won game one, 10-0 in six innings. Gallion playing left field. Here's Golden's first offering in the dirt for a ball.
I'll let Logan Matthews rest, but don't be surprised if Logan don't pinch hit.
We'll be on the air 4 o'clock at 3:45, pregame show Monday. Swung on in line to the great grab by the first baseman.
No coming that ball.
That was Chelsea Lovingood. And so she retires, stepping on the base to retire Taylor Gallion. So that's the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Bianca Burnett, the leadoff hitter for the Black Bears. Change up, swung on, popped up to the first baseman, and Lovingood calls that in so quickly. Golden, this game is moving much faster pace than the first game.
Oh, yeah.
Pops up to the first baseman for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley. First pitch is way outside and gets away from the catcher. Ball one. Sheridan Presley in the third at bat of the game one got her first varsity hit, a single, sharp single up the middle.
This gives a chance for Coach Goodwin to check out all our players in different lineups.
Next pitch is a fastball called strike. Painted the corner to the left-handed hitter, Sheridan Presley. Next pitch is slapped down the left field line, but curving foul. That's going to put Sheridan Presley in the hole. One ball, two strikes. Tell you what, Tori Golden's impressive.
Well, both Hiawassee pitchers. When the other one settled down, she was a lot of change-ups and curveballs. And now this one's coming with some more different pitches. He
just missed. outside part of the plate. Presley took it for ball two. Counts even at 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Wind has died down a little. Next pitch swung on a comebacker right back to Golden over to Lovingood, her first baseman, to retire Presley. So the Black Bears go out in order as we complete 2.5 innings with no score here. Rhonda, I mean, this is a completely different
game,
you know, game going
on. It can get that way. Pisgah Black Bear Softball was sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford's President's Award for Excellence, and by V. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, V. Allen Construction. Yeah, it's kind of a fast-paced game. It's going really fast. The first one went really slow, and now, you know, we had a lot of hits and a lot of people on base, and now it's kind of pitcher's game.
Standing room only crowd here at the Pisgah softball field. A lot of work has been done, a lot of community effort.
And that's what goes back to that, to the drawdown tickets. Like I say, folks, if you haven't got your drawdown tickets, find somebody from Pisgah, buy one, it's $100. Get a chance to win $5,000 if you're not familiar with it. It's May 19th. We had some scheduling problems with it last year being in the state playoffs, so this year we kind of scheduled a little earlier so it don't interfere with the softball team so the folks can go to the state championship to watch them play. If we make it, which we hope should be there, but, you know, there's things happen. And then it helps for the upgrade, the equipment, and everything of all the athletic fields. And it's not just for football. If anybody thinks it's just for football, they're sadly mistaken. You need to come down to Pisgah, look at the stadium, and see what your money has done. Because that's what it has done. The outfield, the buildings, PA system here, all from the drawdown money.
We're about ready to start the bottom of the third inning. No score here in this game. Leading off for Hiawassee Dam against Michaela Dipton is Tara Roper, followed by Shelby Crisp and Kayla Crisp. Dipton, who works quick.
Both pieces pitchers work really quick.
Swung on and grounded over to Brittany Toll off her shin and into foul territory, so that's going to be an error. Hard hit grounder.
Looked like it went more off the heel of her glove. She had her hand, it bounced right, she got to it.
Kind of handcuffed her, and that's going to bring up Shelby Crisp. Squares around and bunts it foul, though. Shelby Crisp, the center fielder for Hiawassee Dam. So Hiawassee Dam trying to play a little small ball here, trying to scratch a run. And that's going to hit her. Nope. Yep, hits her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hit by pitch.
Hit her right on the hand. But I think
they're calling her back. I think he called for strike because she squared around and hit off her bat and her body.
And hit off her hands because she squared around.
So
we seen that in the championship game when Micah James was pitching. She handcuffed one of Eastern Randolph's players and hit him in the hand. Boy, it hurt that girl. But she went around just like she did and swung. And when she did, the pitch was on the inside of the hand and it hit the hand. So that is actually a swing.
Home plate umpire Dennis Setzer makes that call. And so Shelby Crisp is in the hole 0-2. So Kayla Tipton swung on and fouled back. So she hangs in there. We're in the bottom of the third and no score in this game. A lot of runs were scored in the first game, all by Pisgah, as they won in 6 innings, 10-0. And that was their first win of the 2012 season, so the 1-0 Black Bears. Next pitch is a ball low, throw over to first base by Irvin, not in time to get Ray Roper.
She's got a gun for an arm. You got to be paying attention when you're on first base. So she's not afraid to gun it.
Just missed inside, backed up Crisp. So evens the count at 2-2. Tip inside the circle. Here's her pitch, swung out and popped out of play. Crisp, who had 2 hits in the last game, 2 of the 4 hits. proven to be a very difficult hitter to get out, no matter who's inside the circle.
Yeah.
Swung on and missed, struck her out, chased a high fastball. And so that's going to be the first out of this inning and the first strikeout of the game for Tip. That's going to bring up looking for 55, and that's going to bring up Taylor Swann.
She looks like that's the first time we've seen her at bat. She didn't play in the first game.
Fastball over for a strike. Second strike at her at bat, so she's behind 0-2. And I misspoke on her name. It's Taylor Swain, not Swan. My glass just caught the eye in there. Swung on and missed, struck her out. So that's the second strikeout of the game for Tip. And the second out of this inning. And that's going to bring the Eagles up to their top of the order with Morgan Helton, who flew out to shortstop Micah James.
I'm adding to the list, Morgan Helton.
Took them a while to get her to the plate. They want to try to play with Tip's mind and get her off her rhythm.
Low for a ball, first pitch. Next pitch, fire, swung out and fouled out of play off the backstop. Evens the count at one ball, one strike.
Tipton's just an athletic person. She's going to make a big difference this year in this team. With her bat and her arm.
Fouled out of play. So now, Helton in the hole, one ball, two strikes to Michaela Tipton. Right-hander pitching a gem so far.
With Coach Goodwin having those kind of pitchers.
I see what you say about that, Rhonda. I really do.
There's
really no drop-off in the pitching.
Mm-mm. And she was the ace, the stud.
Down in line to left field for a single, so Helton gets the first hit of the game. Off a tip. And now the Eagles got runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. And that's going to bring up the pitcher, Torrey Colden. Who flew out to center field our first time. Fastball right down the chute for a strike.
She has a quick delivery. It's a short, quick delivery. When you watch her pitch, she's a little bit different from Logan. Logan has a big windup and a big pitch. She's a short, quick.
Took a little speed off of the face mask of home plate umpire Dennis Sensor.
Knocked his face mask off. It's a good thing he's got that.
He's a gamer. Gets it back on. Hopefully it hasn't affected his strike zone. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Change up. Dribbled over to Troll, who reaches out and tags the oncoming base runner, Tara Raper, to end the inning. So Hiawassee Dan doesn't score, and we've played three complete innings, and the score still remains 0-0. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Hi, I'm retired Air Force Brigadier General Wilma Vaught, President, Women's Memorial Foundation, and one of the 7,500 women veterans who served in Vietnam. March 31st, Vietnam veterans will receive a well-deserved homecoming. Join me, the USO of North Carolina, and the broadcasters of North Carolina for a free celebration, including live music and military salutes at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Help us salute all Vietnam veterans and their families at the biggest homecoming in North Carolina's history.
Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com/welcome home.
This announcement was furnished by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to Canton, North Carolina. We've got three complete innings in the books. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Scheduled up for the Black Bears will be Mahala Irvin, Micah James, and Brittany Troll. 3, 4, and 5 to face Tori Golden, who's also matching Michaela Tipton, pitching a gem here. Both pitchers working on shutouts. Mahala Irvin flew out to deep center field her first time up.
That's
3-for-4 in the first game.
Wind hadn't been blowing. I think Edwin had been out.
Liner over to third baseman, scoops it up, throws over to first, and Mahala Irvin is retired easily.
Now batting number 10, Micah Jenks.
5-3 in your scorebook, and that's going to bring up shortstop Micah James. Micah James hit a nice easy roller to the first baseman. So she's 0-for-1 in this game.
Just like I said, on the bag or in the batting circle is Logan Matthews.
So Matthews going to bat, looks like, for Troll. Next pitch is low for ball 2. So it's 2-0 to James.
Now Matthews has been playing a little bit of third base when Tipton pitches, so she probably will replace him.
Swung on and lined to the second baseman off the glove. She throws over to first, but not in time. So you got to rule that an error, even though it was scorched down to the second baseman.
That ball was hit hard.
Hit right at her, but it was hit one hopper that went off the heel of her glove and ricocheted about 10 feet away, and that's going to bring in pitch hitter Logan Matthews.
And she can change this game in one swing.
Big swing by Matthews, follows it back against the screen. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. No score as the Eagles and Black Bears battling each other in game 2 of this Saturday afternoon matinee doubleheader.
Couldn't think of anything better to do on a Saturday afternoon. Come watch the Pisgah softball team play.
Next pitch was low and outside, so it's 1-1 to Matthews. Swung on and grounded over to the second baseman, who flips over to first, throws over to second to retire James, and the throw to first was late. So Matthews is on by a fielder's choice and erases Micah James off second base for the second out. So Matthews stays at first, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Michaela Tipton, who hit a double her first time up in the game.
Ooh.
Gets hit by a pitch.
Right on the back.
So she goes down to first.
She's a tough kid, though. She'll take something like that. Coach is telling her.
Casey Brown, the junior, is going to come in and pitch run for Tip. So Brown will be at first. And we're going to have a confab inside the circle as the manager comes out in the entire infield beat. Probably going to look to decide where we're going to eat after this game.
Well, it's not going to be here at the stadium because we run out of gas and we have no more hot dogs or hamburgers.
Might have to go to, what is it, Sit on the Main downtown Canton restaurant.
I tell you what I like, that Simple Taste Grill.
Simple Taste, Black Bear Grill, Sit on the Main. We got some places
Whatever.
You can eat.
Mm-hmm.
So while the manager talking over what he needs, they got 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah has 2 runners on at first and second base, and Hannah Hudson coming to the bat. She had a single her last time up. She's 1-for-1 in this game. Swung on and fouled back. I've noticed this game, Pisgah's hitters are really attacking on first pitch.
They are. And that's one thing that Walt tells them to attack, but he also tells them to be patient, wait for their pitch. So I know that sounds like 2 things, but...
Change up way high. So that's going to even the count at 1-ball-1-strike.
Sometimes the younger kids swing at pitches that are out of the strike zone or wilder, and he wants them to be more patient and look for their pitch.
Swung on and lined up the middle. Oh, great play by the second baseman who was there playing up the hole. Steps on second to retire Pisgah in this inning. They make some noise, but they can't score a run. So after 3.5 innings in the books, it's still scoreless here in Canton, North Carolina.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. That's this game is just flying by. That's the first time we really had anything to make any noise or anybody on base to try to get some runs, but then we're hitting the ball. We're just not, it seems like we're hitting at them and not in the gaps or in the holes.
We are, right now, we are in the bottom of the fourth, and Tipton's got a one-hitter going. And her counterpart over at Hiawassee Dam, Tori Golden, has a two-hitter going, and both are pitching shutouts.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You don't believe it when you see these kids tipped and pitch. I'd seen her pitch a couple of times at JV's in last year, and I knew that when she got to varsity next year, we wouldn't have much of a drop-off between her and Logan. Her style's different. She gives you a different look.
Do up this inning to face Tipton will be 3, 4, and 5, and leading it off here in the bottom of the fourth will be Alex Lovingood, the third baseman. She's made several great plays down at that three back.
She has, but I've been more impressed with her second baseman this game with the grabs that she's had to make.
Swung on and looped into the left field, and that's going to fall for a single. Didn't hit it hard, just hit it where nobody was at.
Yeah, you got Logan Matthews playing third base now in place of Brittany Trull. And it, you know, she's tall, but that was over her head.
That's going to bring up Courtney Sanders. Courtney grounded out to the third baseman in the second inning. Squares around and lays down a bunt. Tipton picks it up, throws the first in time as Sheridan Presley's there to cover. So the sacrifice bunt works for the Eagles, moving Lovingood over to second base.
You know, this defense is just truly amazing. The first and third base came up on that bunt, but I'll tell more after this pitch.
First pitch is low for a ball.
But what you don't see is that Taylor Gallion, way out in left field, had ran all the way in to cover third. So they had covered everything.
Swung on and ripped a foul down the third base line. Foul only by about a foot. So Sarah Hughes got around on that Tipton fastball. But all that is a strike in the book. So it makes the count now 1-1. She said, here's a changeup. Popped up to the second base. Oh, great grab by Tipton going out of the circle. Right in front of Sheridan Presley to grab that. So that's a pop-up to the first baseman.
You know, that's hard for her to do because I don't know if you've been around the pitching mound, but there's ruts in there where they have to pitch. And you have to get your balance and run backwards.
That's going to bring up Chelsea Lovingood right now. First pitch, ooh, a fastball by her. Big swing by Lovingood, but she didn't come up with anything, so it's 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score in this game. Pisco won the first game 10-0. Next pitch, high fastball for a ball. Two pitches, two heaters. Ball in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin. I haven't seen anything get by that girl today.
She's not let anything get through her legs, by her, or anywhere. She's even caught the things that were popped up.
Swung on and over to Micah James. Throws over to first. Plenty of time. One hopper scoop. Hoover over there.
That took a funny bounce to Micah there. She's lucky to get it.
Well, that's going to be all for the fourth inning as the score still remains scoreless. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, almost Pisco Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Thank you.
Hi, this is David Reagan. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind international health care system dedicated to improving the lives of children. They provide pediatric specialty care for kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, and more, all at no charge. This expert care combined with research and teaching programs is how Shriners Hospitals helps kids get back in the race.
Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, helping kids defy the odds right here in the Greenville area.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, welcome back to Canton, North Carolina. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah comes to bat, and pitch hitter Casey Brown is up. First pitch, she tried to square around and push a ball down the third baseline, but pushed it foul, so she's got one strike on her. She does it again, lays it out in front of the plate, and throw. Oh, nobody covering first. So he's going to have to give her a fun single on that one.
And that goes back to what I was saying in the inning before about Pisgah's defense rotating over for the bunt. You see the actual opposite here of them not covering the bases like Pisgah was covering the bases.
Taylor Gallion up now, nobody out, running around first at Casey Brown. She scores around and lays down a ball. Third baseman Loving Good, and he can't make a play, so small ball has put two runners on base. So two bunt singles here in the top of the fifth inning.
It was two defensive breakdowns by Hiawatha Downs. There was nobody covering first base both times.
That's going to go to the top of the order. Bianca Burnett steps into the box. She lays down a bunt. They may not get her either. Three consecutive bunt singles by Pisgah, who played long ball in the first game, and then turned around and now going to start playing the short ball, small ball.
Now they're playing the opposite. Now you're going to put the pressure on. You got the bases loaded, no outs. You got Sheridan Presley to the plate, and I don't think she's going to bunt, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Sheridan Presley, 0-for-2 in this game. She squares around, drawing everybody to the short side of the infield. Left-handed hitter takes ball one. So bases are loaded. Rally happening. Black Bears everywhere. She squares around, takes a ball two, way outside. 2-0 on Presley.
There are some huge gaps down each line, on the right field and the left field. So there's good gaps for it to hit it into.
Squares around, bunts it, but bunts it foul. They tried a suicide. Why not? They haven't, you know, they got to show that pension to, you know, field the short game.
Three in a row, so why not try one more?
Presley.
Walt's given a sign, so I think it's going to be another punt.
2-1. 2-1, I mean. Swung on and fouled back, took off the bunt, so it evens the count at 2-2. We got Black Bears on every pillow out there in the infield. Bases are full.
In softball lingo, they call it ducks on the pond.
Ducks on the pond. We don't want ducks. We want Black Bears.
Well, we got...
Swung on and fouled out of play is Presley protecting the plate. Not happy with her. She's not happy with herself.
Yeah. She's such a gamer. She's not happy with unless it's perfection. In any sport she plays.
Swung on, grounded over to the shortstop. They're going to try and come. No, they go to third base to give up a run, but they...
They give up a run, but they got the out at
choice, right?
Yeah, field of choice. They give up the run, but they get out at third, so that just puts us at first and second now.
That was pitch runner over there for us, number five. Oh, they don't have a number five?
No, it's Taylor Gallion.
Taylor Gallion?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, she's number five.
Yeah.
Okay. Ball in the dirt to Mahala Irvin.
And I don't think they're going to try to pitch anything at her wheelhouse because they know by first game that she can... She can hit it.
So runners at first and second, and the slugger up, Irvin. Swung on and ripped over to the shortstop. She's going to throw over to third to retire that lead runner. So that's
two hard hit balls, and now Irvin, another fielder's choice, can bring up with two outs Micah James. And Pisco's already got one run in, so it's 1-0 the Black Bears here in the top of the fifth inning. Popped up. Everybody, all the Eagles going. Nice grab by the first baseman to retire James, so Pisco has bases loaded with nobody out and can only score one. So we move into the middle of the fifth inning. Pisco scores one to take a 1-0 lead.
The Black Bear softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, and B. Allen Construction. You know what, Chuck?
What?
I'd like to see you get on that bull that old Ken Wilson gets on for him commercials.
No.
Come on, be a sport, man.
No.
I bet I could get a lot of people to vote online to say, Chuck on the bull.
Yeah, Chuck's full of bull. That's the closest bowl you're going to get with me.
Amen to that, brother. We're having some fun out here, folks.
Not a cloud in the sky here in Canton, North Carolina. Temperatures have dropped probably just under the 60-degree mark, standing right now at about 59 degrees. Close to 60.
I mean, Chuck's working on our suntans. We decided to go for no tint today.
Didn't wear a hat, so the bald spot, I didn't put sunscreen on the bald spot there.
And it's fire inch red right now.
I'm going to go home hurting on top of the head, I'll tell you.
Tell you, life just be easy on that
board. Oh, man. So we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scheduled up for the Eagles to face Michaela Tipton will be 7-8-9 in the order. Tipton has a two-hitter going, a two-hit shutout.
I tell you, Tip's a good pitcher. She's different. Just to rotate her short stance, she's a quick thrower. But you know, Mahala, she's got all these pitchers now, and they all got to know her signs. Her signs are for Logan, and now she's got to translate all them signs to the other pitchers that she's got now. Mike is used to it, but Tipton's never taught for her. Or pitch for Mahala.
Well, we're ready to get started. The bottom of the fifth inning.
It's got me and Chuck confused since they swapped.
Yeah, I was almost say bottom of the fifth, but that's how we are. All right, we're ready to get started. Tip ready to go. She's got Tara Raper into the box to start the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Pisco leads. Swung on and right over. Nice, easy, looping soft liner to
Sydney Paris.
So that's going to be the first out of this inning.
She didn't even move. She just put her glove up and waited for the ball.
Brings up Shelby Christ, the center fielder. Swung on and ripped to center fielder. One hopper to Bianca Burnett for a sharp single. So a one-out single by Shelby Chris brings up a new batter, a pitch hitter right here, number 12.
Kaylee Davis.
Pitch hitting for Taylor Swain. She squares around and lays down a bunt. Logan Fields just throws over to first in time, covering himself with Sheridan Presley. I'll tell you what, that was a great defensive play.
Right there's the way you cover a bunt. Textbook. Second baseman rotates over to first, and then your shortstop goes to second, and then your outfielder goes to third. I mean, it's textbook coverage.
That's going to be the top of the order. Morgan Helton now batting for the Eagles. A trail here in the bottom of the fifth, 1-0 to Pisco. Ball low. Ball gets away, but Presley's there backing it up.
You know, Mahala's used to throwing to the Logan, she's the big, she's having problems throwing back to Tip.
Swung on and grounded to left field, that's a single. Taylor Gallion throws the ball in.
Logan.
And now, Helton, another single. All of a sudden, the Eagles aren't going away. They got runners on the corner with two outs, and that's going to bring up pitcher Torrey Golden. First pitch. Blew a fastball right down at the knees over the plate for strike one. 1-0, bottom of the fifth. Pisgah leads, but the Eagles are threatening. Fouled out of play. That brings the count to 0-2. She's in a hole. Hiawassee Dam.
First year, we didn't play them last year, so this is the first time we've played them. Very good club.
Golden ready. Here's tip. Just missed with a fastball in tight. One ball, two strikes.
I get the little moans from the crowd because that looked like that was right in there. You know, you got all these umpires in the back here.
The old man crew.
The old man crew.
Just missed again. Same spot. She won't back away, trying to get that home plate umpire, Dennis Setzer, excuse me, to give her that call. So it's even at 2-2 now. Next pitch, swung on and grounded right back to Tipton, throws over to Sydney Parrish, retire the side. Leads the 1-3 in your scorebook, and that ends the inning. So we've got 5 complete innings in the book. Well, they played only 5?
Final quarter,
yep. They only played 5 games. Second game, only played 5. Okay, all right, gotcha. Well, folks, that's it. Pisgah wins the game 1-0. Because it is a doubleheader, they play the second game only 5 innings. So
correct.
That game's in the book. We'll be back with our post-game show in a few minutes after we hear a couple messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home. And they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at BJ's Wholesale Club and other fine retailers.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Back in Canton, well, the doubleheader sweep Pisgah Black Bears. They shut out Hiawassee Dam in 2 games, but won the first game 10-0, won the second game 1-0. So Pisgah starts the 2012 season moving, you know, to 2-0. And it was a 0-0 game until the fifth inning when 3 bunt singles put runners on base, and then a fielder's choice by Sheridan Presley, which was an RBI, that was the only run scored, that she drove in Casey Brown, and that's the only run that was scored in the second game. But Mahala Tipton's the winning pitcher. She gave up 3 hits and struck out 4 batters. So that's a great outing by the young junior in their first varsity start.
It was a great outing for her, and that just shows you the depth of Pisgah softball this year with more pitching arms and then, you know, the batting. I think that this year is going to be totally different. Once these young girls get the speed of the game, this is not JV ball no more. You're stepping up a league. You're going to face pitchers that are very good, and, you know, you've got to learn how to be able to hit those pitchers. Sheridan Presley finally come through with her first hit after struggling, but, you know, it's going to take time. They've got to get acclimated. They've got to learn their teammates. And this is one thing this team's going to do. Each game, they're going to get better.
Well, the 2-0 Pisgah Black Bears will be back here at their home field, the friendly confines of their Pisgah softball field, Monday, and WPTL will be there for a doubleheader against the East Henderson Eagles. Those games will count in the conference. There's work being done on East Henderson's field, so they decided to play 2 here. And so WPTL will broadcast on 920 AM and on WPTLradio.net if you want to listen to it on the, you know, live streaming. But that'll be Monday, and the first pitch is 4 o'clock. And we'll be on a pregame show at 3:45.
A lot of people are asking why we didn't cover all the games for Pisgah softball. You got to understand, folks, some of these fields we go to don't even have restrooms. They have porta-johns. Pisgah has the luxury of having a nice stadium. West Henderson has no power. East Henderson has no power. We're talking about places where it'd be impossible for us to get out of. We'd love to cover all the games, but we can't. We just pick the three best games to cover.
Well, let's take a break while we get ready for Rhonda's interview with the Coach Goodwin and a star of the game of the doubleheader. So the 2-0 Pisgah Black Bears sweep the Hiawassee Dam Eagles today on Saturday afternoon, and we'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years.
Pisgah fans, welcome back to Canton, or the Pisgah softball field. Joining me right now is Coach Goodwin. We're going to do a little post-game interview with Coach Goodwin. Coach Goodwin, it's been a while. You wanted the girls to play. We've had some cancellations. You've had a hard time getting your schedule this year, but they finally get on the field. They did really well the first game, and you worked with your lineup. How do you feel about this today with the performance being the first game?
Well, I think we started out strong. You know, we had a little trouble in that second game manufacturing runs, and we went a little bit flat between games, and I think just taking that few-minute break and going out in the stands messed us up some. But overall, it was a great performance. I think everybody showed that they were willing to do their part. And just in that second game, figuring out, you know, maybe we should play a little small ball and try to make something different happen helped us out, using Casey in there to get something started differently. And, of course, Logan and Michaela did a great job pitching. Our defense is sound. We just had a little trouble getting those runs going on that second game.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Logan. We know everybody knows about the adversity that this young lady's went through. She come out today, been waiting all year for this. She's been waiting a while for this to start so she can get this going. She did an outstanding job.
Right, she did excellent. You know, she's been focused. We've talked a lot. We've worked hard. You know, we've done things that we need to do for her, and I think she's willing to do whatever she has to do for the team. And we did have a cancellation this week, but otherwise we have a full schedule. It just kind of started late. We have a lot of the weeks that we have 3 and 4 games. So once we get cranked up now, I think we should be good to go.
Well, your performance, I know Hiawassee Dam, we didn't play them last year. We don't know much about them, but I think your team came out and really took it to both their pitchers.
Right, they've been well coached. He stayed on us pretty hard wanting to play, and he wants his program to improve, and so he's willing to play teams that he knows has a good reputation, and I think that, you know, he's proven that he's willing to work hard and that those girls came out here and they were ready for a fight, and they played well, and I think our girls rose to the occasion, even though we had a little trouble there getting something going. You know, I was proud defensively. We made a couple of errors, but those are just early season errors. We have to learn to communicate with a couple of key places that we have new people, and they have to figure each other out and decide who's in charge.
Defensively, you're fast again this year, very quick to the ball. I noticed that when Logan pitches and Tip pitches, there's differences. Logan's big windup, big pitch. Tip's real fast.
Yeah.
And that causes problems with opponents.
But, yeah, I think it does. It keeps people off balance, and that's why you switch maybe in the fifth man, and if a team starts to catch up with your pitcher, then you want to throw somebody different just to throw them off a little bit, and then they have more difficulty getting on balance and figuring out what to expect. So it's nice to have a diversity and options, I think.
Coach, congratulations. We'll be back here Monday. Doubleheader again. Guess these teams start the conference off first thing.
Right.
That's the way to start it. We're going to interview one of the winning pitchers here, Logan. Logan, if you'll take Coach's headset and microphone, come here and sit down with me, young lady. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can.
You've been waiting for a while for this season to start, and I know that you really wanted it to start bad. And how did it feel to get out there in the circle and finally get this going?
It felt great. It was just one of those things, like last year, whenever I stepped in that circle, it feels home to me.
Let's speak a little bit before the beginning of the game. You'll dedicate this season to your mom. We know that she's your guardian angel right now. She's taking care of you, girlfriend. And what was emotions running through your mind when you were out there and all that was going on?
Well, I don't like to show emotion, so I held my tears in, but, I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, it was really special because almost all the team was crying, and that means a lot to know that they're all behind me. But, I mean, it's just awesome that they do this for me because it shows how much they have my back.
You know, we talked earlier about, you said this is a family, this team's family. Do you feel like that the family is supporting you?
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're all like my best friends. I couldn't ask for a better team to play with.
You excited about this year starting?
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited? You have goals, team goals set up. I haven't talked to any girls to find out what your team goals are.
Well, definitely the top one is beat Franklin. We want to beat Franklin this season. Like, that is just on our top things to do. We'd like to go undefeated throughout the season and definitely make our way to state and hopefully win again.
You know, you set a precedent last year being the first team to win state championship at Pisgah. It would be really a precedent if you win it back-to-back. These two teams would go down in Pisgah legacy. And how would that mean to you?
I mean, our picture's already in the lobby of the school, so that's already something big because whenever we have kids, we can, like, just go in there and be like, hey, that's me on the wall. And that's already something big. But to have it back-to-back, I mean, that's just something amazing to be part of.
Well, girl, congratulations on your first win. We'll see you Monday. And good job today, sweetie.
Thank you.
Now we're getting back with Chuck. We're going to do a little closing here. Chuck, it's been a fantastic day if you're a Pisgah fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to start off. If you want to defend and your quest is to go back and win back-to-back, you know, this is a good day to get started. You pick up two in one day. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it here. It's a doubleheader sweep by the Pisgah Black Bears. They won 10-0 in the first game and 1-0 in the second game over Hiawassee Dam. This is Chuck Feverness with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. We'll see you Monday here on WPTL, 9:20 a.m. when the East Henderson Eagles come into Canton to play the Black Bears. So long, everybody.